the latest from...
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
What am I supposed to do?
needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
This is John McCaslin and Dana Mills. Catch us on America's Morning News weekday morning, 6 to 9 o'clock on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the first day of July. I hope you're having a good day today. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm Tracy Winbush, and I want to thank my crew. I have to tell you guys, and I'm not even going to turn their mics up because I want to keep them quiet for a while. They had all last week to talk. I want to thank them so much. Last week, I was not on vacation. I was out doing some other things, as they said, doing some other side jobs. And I want to thank Jeff and Sticks and Ben and Mark and Larry, because I have a crew that stepped into the plate. And with all the news and all the information that came through, they really did a good job. I couldn't call in, but I could sneak every now and then and put a headset on. I put my phone up to my ear and listen into the show. And I really want to say they did a remarkable job in my absence, and I could not ask for a better backup. It is just wonderful, and I want to thank them publicly for all the work they do, and then I want to thank our sponsors for making it available for us to have the show, as well as for them to sit in for me and not jump on my back when I have to leave, knowing that I'm trying to do the best I can with as much with the resources that I have. And so I want to say that publicly, and I want to thank them and tell them how much I appreciate them. So thank you. Since I have a show now, I didn't come back to an empty. I didn't have my key was not missing, and I couldn't get in the door. The guys out there didn't say, "I'm sorry, Tracy, while you were gone, we threw everybody out. Here's your stuff. Get out." So I want to thank you guys for that.
You were afraid the pink slip president was going to give you a visit?
What pink slip president? I thought they was going to change the keys. You know, you never know. There was a lot going on last week, and I've got a lot to say. So you guys are going to have to let me say it today, because I haven't been able to really get all this stuff off my chest.
She thought she was going to get Paula Deen.
Pretty much. Speaking of Paula Deen,
have a good one.
Is it true? I need to know one thing. Is it true that Paula Deen said the N-word 20-some years ago?
Yeah, but a lot of people are saying she said it a lot.
It's my understanding that according to the court transcripts, it happened when she was talking about someone who robbed a bank and stuck a gun in her face while she was a bank teller in the 80s.
No. My question is, did she call somebody the N-word 20-something? And I'm not saying who. I don't know whether she talked about it. Did she just say the N-word 20? So it took 20 years. All y'all white people, y'all, they coming to a store near you. Because, see, I know a whole bunch of y'all that called me the N-word when I was in school. And I'm going to start y'all better call in. Oh, hold on. Mm-hmm. You better call in and start sending your dollars to Tracy and Friends here at 4040 Simon Road, $12 a month. Because if y'all don't, I'm going to start calling y'all out.
And now you know why they call it blackmail.
It's something. I'm seriously. 20-some years. Do you know how many white people used N-word 20 years ago?
I heard another talk show host saying, gee, a 75-year-old woman from Georgia that used the N-word 25 years ago. Who'd have thunk it?
And I don't believe that. I mean, it couldn't happen because I know down there in the South, they never said the N-word ever. Y'all are just crazy. I just had to get that off.
Well, unless you're Bill Clinton, you can get away with it.
But that's right. Because Bill Clinton, my brother, he's like a brother from another mother.
Yeah, he's black, so he can say it.
Right. First black president. Right.
Right.
So, Ben, in the last 30 years, have you ever said the N-word?
Yes.
How did we know that?
That's the last time me and him had a fight.
How about you, Sticks?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, they're all, man. Oh, I should have known we got all these racist crackers around here.
No, that's a creepy crack.
Weirdy.
Hold on, Jeff. And you know we're like Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
And George Jefferson around here.
Yeah, Edith.
So did anybody ever call anybody? Jeff, have you called folks the H word?
What? H word? What's the
one? The one George Jefferson used to use.
Oh no.
You don't use that one?
No. Stupid.
How about the C word? You've never used the C word?
No. I mean,
Have you ever used the R word?
Listen, my language was a little more, you know, years ago, it was a little more colorful than that.
Oh, yeah,
I call you those things, but I ain't going to call you. I mean, I think that's stupid.
You never called anybody the H word?
Never.
George Jefferson did.
And listen.
It was funny, too.
And we all laugh.
Back when I was a young buck, was in the service.
Yeah.
And I only responded to when I was called that, the N-word, because that just made me so angry to be called that. And we weren't calling each other that in any playful manner at that time, okay? These are the 70s. Now, I'm in the service, and this guy doesn't want to do his work. I'm the squad leader. I said, man, come on. His name was Tally. I said, Tally, man, please, get your broom closet straight. So we can go out on base leave, because we have been locked up for 20 days, okay? We didn't go nowhere, okay? 20 days, nothing but exercise, classes, and running and shooting. He tells me, I ain't taking no orders from no N-word. Now, Tully, I'm a little skinny thing. I'm way less than what Benny is, right, okay? I weigh 162 pounds. Tally must have weighed 260 or better. I picked him up, threw him over two beds, and was on top of him before I knew it, right? And they were pulling me off of him. And guess who was my best friend throughout the rest of basic training?
Tally.
You just need to tell him that he couldn't call you.
You don't do that. But he's an Alabama boy, you know.
But my question is, when I'm coming, I mean, we're from the North.
Right.
And I heard all these people talking about the Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Act of 65.
Mm-hmm.
You had 9 states that you got more black folks elected than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying how Jim Crow and how suppression and how all this is still rising again, because you said 9 states where you got a whole lot of black folks elected are now no longer under federal mandate where they have to go to the federal government before they change their election law. So they get mad at Texas because Texas says when you come to vote from now on out, you got to have a license. And I'm watching this and
photo ID.
Photo ID, you know?
Yeah,
how hard is that? Fix the audio. Ooh. I don't know what I need to do. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, my blog talk's not loading either, so.
Your blog talk's not loading? Redo it.
No.
We now have technical difficulties for the listening audience.
For people that are online, sorry about that. Let me see if we can work this out.
We'll try to fix it so everybody can listen to us.
Yeah. The number is 347-945-5229. And let's see if I can make this better. I don't know where I heard. I was in a meeting on last week with Chris Redfern and with Matt Borges. And Chris Redfern, for those of you who do not know, he is the Democratic state chair
of Ohio.
And Matthew Borges is the Republican state chair of Ohio. And he is having this conversation about we're in a nonpartisan meeting, which means in there we're not supposed to have any politics. And when I say that, because it's a board of elections, everything is equal. So if you invite one, you invite the other. It's always mirrored. And I asked the question to the both of them, why they allow the politicization of voting in the state of Ohio when we have 35 days, we have the most liberal, relaxed voting laws in the country, and we have one of the fairest systems of voting throughout the nation, and why they allow people to politicize our voting. And the people that work at the Board of Elections here across the state in every county, they work so very, very hard. And everything is balanced. Nothing happens without a Republican or a Democrat counterpart. Nothing. Nothing. You don't go and drop ballots off unless you have two people.
Right.
One Republican, one Democrat. Nothing happens, and they are appointed by your committee or your central committee. Nothing happens. And for them to erode the process of the Board of Elections and the election process in the state of Ohio and call it voter suppression because they needed to reconcile the books in a way so everything would be fair and above board when it got out to the polls was just ludicrous. And I asked Chairman Redford about that, and he never did answer the question. And I want people to know, even when you look at the Voting Rights Act of 1965, you can't single out 9 states and think all the rest of the other ones are just, you know, all willy-nilly. It needs to be across the board, as the Supreme Court said. You cannot just do that. That's just not right. And for them to call the Supreme Court now that the Ku Klux Klan has changed their robes from white to black is just insane. Hold on. Local call, your mic. Oh, okay. Local call, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Upset.
Why are you upset? Because I'm back?
Afternoon to you, panel. What's up, Jeff?
Hey.
Why are you upset?
You know, back in the 80s, I read a book called The Defense Arrest by F. Lee Bailey. And he said, I never asked a question I didn't already know the answer to. And that was the secret to his success. And I'm watching the Trayvon Martin trial. And these two first-year law students are trying this case. What are they thinking?
About what? What did they do?
Well, one, why is he playing the race card to begin with? I wouldn't care if he was an Eskimo. The point is that he shot a kid. You let all these self-appointed black activists talk you into that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and them talk you into playing the race car. Blew up in your face.
Who, the defense?
You know Zimmerman was on the Obama election in that part of Florida.
I believe it. But that's what I'm saying.
You know that he defended a homeless black man that was attacked by some white school kids 4 years ago?
That's what I'm saying. We always interject race into stuff. We always eject race into stuff. And they make us the victim, and they make money on us being victims. And instead of us standing on our own 2 feet and looking at stuff in a 360-degree view, we stand up there, and we are as crazy as a bunch of redbirds following a bunch of crazy folks, and they get ready to drive us off into the slavery salvation prison.
That's what I'm saying. Who did you get to investigate this, Huckleberry Hound? You were supposed to know all of that before you went to trial.
You can't, because we need to make sure we listen, this is all about, you got to realize, this is all about making sure they toe the line to keep people victims and to make sure white people and black people separate.
My point is, this had nothing to do with race. Maybe you could use the hoodie thing, but that's not what you want to go for. You want to prove that he did not need to use self-defense and kill that boy.
No, my goal is to make sure across this country, we polarize everybody because we do not need white folks and black folks talking and having a conversation about this crazy country.
Right. Everything ain't about race. But you let these self-appointed black activists, black spokesmen go down there and talk you into doing that.
They ain't self-appointed. They've been appointed by the people. They're getting paid by the people to make sure they keep people separate. They ain't self-appointed.
I'm so upset.
Don't be upset.
You know, and where was Al Sharpton in Chicago when all these little 300 black kids getting
they ain't important.
When, how come he ain't been a youngster?
Because he can't make any money here.
He can't make no money. I'm so mad, Tracy.
Don't be mad. This is the way of the world.
And I know I got to walk on cotton. I'm saying I'm the lawyer. I got six white females convinced this cat guilty. The race card is the last card I'm going to play.
But again, you got to understand.
But I don't know. I just graduated from Law and Order. I'm so mad, Tracy.
Don't be mad.
And then you know what? No, seriously, and I'll let you go. You got some brothers that's uninformed that don't know this, but I know. And all they're going to hear is the verdict that Zimmerman walked. Now you're mad, you're going to come knock my windows out.
You got it, Cookie, because they have done the greatest job of all time in brainwashing of people, and that is not just black people in America, it's poor people in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, they brainwashed the poor people to make the poor people think that certain things are good and other things are bad. Go ahead.
You know, I was trying to tell two guys about it last night.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they had that Jerry Springer beer commercial mentality. They had no idea what I was trying to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk to a voice of reason this morning. I can't talk to my mama. She's dead.
Understood.
Man, I'm so pissed, man.
Well, here's the thing I'll tell you. I'm watching this stuff play out, and it's really something to see, because I think that the
Boardman Frame House Gallery.
Sorry about that. Go ahead, John.
I think that the state is in cahoots to make sure this man walks. Now that's
right. And the federal government had nothing to do with it. Keep your nose out of it. They tried to make it a civil trial.
They're gonna make it. Listen.
Well, you know what?
You know that, and I know that, but they need to make that case for their agenda.
Well, listen, I kind of disagree right now, because after hearing his 911 call to the police, I mean, he was definitely profiling Trayvon.
When
Martin.
He said they, did he mean black or did he mean thugs? So you can't say that. And like I say, leave race out of it.
Yeah,
well,
but don't you think he was profiling, though? And I don't know if it was a white male that he would have done the same thing.
A black man or a thug.
If he had a history of protecting innocents against aggressors, no matter what the color.
Yeah.
He also has a history of calling into the radio station, calling into the doggone police station on 911 calls, talking about these coons get away with stuff all the time.
So
you must deal with it. Just because he helped some white folks and at one time or another does not mean he's not racist.
But
it just means he's humanitarian.
But this is the issue.
Exactly.
But everything is not.
That's like me. I got a humanitarian service medal.
Right.
Saving a white dude's life.
Exactly. Got you.
But everything is, and see, I agree. Everything doesn't have to be race, because you have to understand. He may have been race motivated.
Mm-hmm.
But polarizing the whole nation based upon race in this trial,
that's
in which
wrong.
They're done. They're wrong about it.
They are wrong about it.
And they're doing it.
They've done an excellent job. And I also blame Sean Hannity absolutely because of his trying to force the issue of that he's innocent and it was self-defense, classic self-defense. It's not classic. He followed the man. If he did not follow him, he would not be in any trouble. If he had said,
exactly.
I am block watch. And then he had to shoot him. Then he'd be totally justified. But he said not a doggone word.
No matter what he said, whether you all that you can't. If it was that cut and dry.
It's that cut and dry.
This is what I'm saying. If it was that cut and dry,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have 2 weeks of cases.
Sure, you would.
True, but you know, in Ohio, it's cut and dry. The conceal and carry laws state that we have to defuse every situation we can.
And see, it's not that way. Maybe in Florida.
Exactly. Well, it may not be.
Because they have the castle law, don't they?
Anytime, you know, you have a chance to walk away and you're a conceal and carry owner and you have your gun on you, you're obligated to walk away.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, what it's going to boil down to is that we had the law up last week, and it's going to boil down to what is the definition of an attack.
There you go.
Because their law says if you're attacked, you don't have to retreat.
Right.
So what is the definition of an attack?
South Carolina, your mic is on.
Well, all I'm going to say is this, all right? They're going to court. They are listening to the arguments given by the defense and the prosecution. And at the end of the day, there's nine women that are going to have to settle this thing. And once it's settled, it's done. It's like with OJ. It's done. There may be a civil suit against Zimmerman, but it'll be done with. And there won't be a thing that any of us can do about it.
But see, Mark, you know, I got a problem. I got a problem, South Carolina, and you know, everybody's talking about Trayvon Martin, and I appreciate the commentary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm to the big loopy ding dong, because it's bigger than that. And instead of them talking about what they need to talk about, they need to, you know, they're not talking about that. And I have a problem with that. There are more important issues out there, the Supreme Court and all that other stuff, instead of them actually talking about a whoopee-ding-dong moment. And we've got other kids dying across the country. We've got stuff going on, and we don't understand how they are getting ready to consume us and eat us. As underserved African Americans in poor neighborhoods, whether they be white and or white, black and or rural, and we sitting up here being stupid, watching Trayvon Martin instead of going after what's important in America right now.
You have got Paula Deen in the news and Trayvon Martin. Okay, those two things have clouded the whole debate about immigration and everything else. Now tell me, why is that? Well, you got
and
a
and you
black,
know it's by design.
I don't get it.
You know it's by design.
Take you off focus.
A white woman makes a comment, a stupid comment, 20 years ago, and that's going to lead the paper. That's going to lead in the paper. Like I said, what about all the stupid comments Al Sharpton made?
That don't count, man. What do you mean? Al Sharpton's justified.
No, I'm is the jury in the Trayvon Martin case, is it mixed race or is it?
They're white and Latin.
So there's going to be an extra added pressure on this jury to come up with a guilty verdict, I think, or they're going to be considered racists.
Well, no.
They'll be portrayed as racist.
Remember,
jury.
You don't have faces to the jury. So
no, you don't.
So
but
you
once
really,
that's that'll
we
make
already
it easier.
Know. We already know it's eight white women and one that's dark, Hispanic or black or mixed, whatever.
But and let me go take my break. And 440, I'll pick you up in just a second. But we need to know they've already interjected race all the way into it. The question is, when are we going to stand up and say, I'm not going to focus so much on this because there are other things out there for me to focus on? That's the issue. Because right now we're being clouded by a lot of nonsense. And there are other, and we're getting ready to be used as sheep to the slaughter because we're focusing on something that has to do with one family, one little boy that's not going to affect you every day instead of focusing on the big picture that they're getting ready to come and hang you. And I found some stuff out over the week that I'm going to come back and probably sometime during the week and give you a little bit of an explanation on. Big Brother knows more about you than you can ever imagine. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM, AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side.
Begin with an email, a phone call, a flyer in the mail, or perhaps a misleading website. Loan modification scams. They come in all shapes and sizes and under different names. Loan rescue firms, counseling services, mortgage consultants. Sometimes posing as a legitimate mortgage company willing to help you modify your loan and get caught up with your payments. But beware, these are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, know if you are on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice have partnered to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a man to solicit sex from a 12-year-old girl from Sebring. Joshua Reynolds of East Oregon Avenue allegedly met the girl on the Internet. According to court records, he will be allowed to leave house arrest for his wedding, which is this July 6th. A man was found dead inside his home in Warren yesterday afternoon. A neighbor called 911 to report a foul odor coming from the home at 1003 Hemlock Avenue Southwest. A 56-year-old man's body was found by police officers. The man's name was not immediately released. The Ohio legislature has approved a state budget that cuts personal income taxes, revamps Ohio's school funding system, and adds new abortion restrictions, sending the measure to Governor John Kasich. The Republican-led House approved the $62 billion two-year spending blueprint yesterday by a vote of 51 to 43. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
American Bulk Commodities and subsidiaries R&J Trucking, John Brown Trucking, and Southern Haulers are looking for qualified CDL Class A and B drivers to operate semi-dump trucks and straight dump trucks for local work. If you are at least 23 years of age, have a minimum of 1 year commercial driving experience, are hazmat certified, and have a clean driving record, then American Bulk Commodities has a full slate of benefits and competitive pay for you. We have 500 company vehicles that serve a number of industries, including the construction and municipal solid waste businesses. Apply online at rjtrucking.com. That's rjtrucking.com.
To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
There, I fixed it.
What is that?
It's our new entertainment center.
It's 2x4s and cinder blocks.
I'm going to post a picture. Go stand by it.
These DVDs are really wedged in here.
No, don't touch it.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends. On Newstalk 600, WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at TracyAndFriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I want to hear from you today. In studio is Jeff Ben Stick, South Carolina, on the phone 440. Give us a call back. I'm sorry I had to go to break up against you, waiting for you to chime in. It is open mic today. And Stick just said something. He said there's a cabal. What is a cabal?
A cabal.
What's a cabal?
An evil association.
Right. Of a number of different people.
It's a conspiracy theory,
mm-hmm.
But it's starting to come out.
What are you talking about?
Well, you've got – Jeff just said that President Bush had to meet with President Obama about this Snowden guy. I hadn't heard that. You've got Jeb Bush giving Hillary Clinton an award for being a friend of the Constitution or something like that, an upholder of the Constitution.
Wow.
Well, what's wrong with giving her? She was a Secretary of State. What's wrong with giving her
What's wrong with that?
Because I listened to another commentator read what was in the statement, and I didn't realize that she was the first woman Secretary of State that we've ever had.
Who is?
I thought
women were coming to Rice.
No.
And then, what's his name?
She was the first one to do all that stuff.
No, who before? There was Madeleine Albright, wasn't it? No.
Madeleine Albright was.
Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, Madeleine Albright was Secretary of State under Clinton. Yeah.
Right, Madeleine Albright. Mm-hmm. So, where did Hillary become the new flag bearer?
She's just done so much for the Constitution and so much for world peace.
She was even facing live fire for it.
That's right.
She brought her daughter too, because she's such a good mother.
President Obama went over to Africa and trying to spread the goodwill of good gay news over there and tell them they need to come like us.
Yeah, but he didn't. Isn't President Obama the one?
Hey, what?
Hillary Clinton would have been the Secretary of State that canceled all the foreign aid to Kenya until they changed their constitution to permit abortion.
That's Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'll tell you what, he didn't go to Uganda and do it.
No, he didn't go to Uganda. No, then he. Now, he ain't dumb. Don't get me wrong. Now, he not dumb.
Have you guys seen any pictures? I heard there's pictures of little African kids running around with T-shirts that say, welcome home, Mr. President.
I don't know. All I know is they're glad to have him there.
They can keep him.
That's not going to happen. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I just got a piece of mail in the mail.
Wait a minute. Take my president, please.
No. And
that's a Henny Youngman joke. You don't know who Henny Youngman
is. Oh yes.
Is.
I trade him for some elephant dung right now.
For some what?
Hey, at least we can use that to fertilize the fields.
No.
Hey, grow some corn so we can put something in our tanks next year. Right?
Hey, listen, exactly. I just got a piece of mail, and Sticks was like, have you ever seen this before? And it says, medium mail subject to inspection.
Never seen that stamp before.
Stamped all over it.
So does that mean they read my mail?
I think it means they read your mail, but I don't know that because I've never seen it.
What's really creepy about it, it's a book for an upcoming guest. And he goes by Dr. Prepper. So we got a book here from a fellow that goes by Dr. Prepper that's been maybe inspected, maybe not, but has a stamp on it. Says media mail subject to inspection.
What did it say now? It said media mail what now?
Red letters.
Media mail subject to inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that means they are able to open up and make sure what's in it is in it.
Because it's a book?
Well, you ought to make the government pay
it's
half
in a
the price
size
of the book.
Package.
Because they read it first and gave it to you. They gave you a used book.
It's in a certain size package. And also, what part of the country did it come from?
Texas.
Yeah.
You know Texas is an enemy of the state?
No.
They no longer have laws for voting.
Wait a minute.
They inspected it for drugs.
Drugs or what?
Huh?
They didn't inspect it for drugs.
They wanted
to know what was in the book. Oh, looks awful.
They find out pretty quick.
That filibustered the abortion bill in Texas.
Yes, I did. But did you hear?
Did you see the ignorance on her face as she spoke?
No, but did you see what the governor did when he got to speak the next day?
No, what did he do?
He stood up and he said, "For her to be a child of a single family home and to be a
single mother,
and to be a single mother, you would think she would have learned a lesson from that." And they slammed him from being not being personal or being too personal and attacking her.
Well, you know what? And if we don't raise a standard against that, that's the stuff that I'm talking about. For somebody to come out there, I wish that I was down there in Texas with Perry. I don't like Perry because I think he's goofy. But at the same time, he doesn't deserve that. That's his opinion, and their opinion is we can go 4 months before we kill a kid.
That's okay.
4 months.
What's the problem, Jeff?
The baby almost talking.
So what?
Come on now.
Now listen, listen.
It's not a baby, Jeff. It's just a mass of tissue.
Well, that tissue mass can speak.
Well,
that.
Wait a minute. I got to read something else because I just saw it on here. Hold up.
It cries.
It was so what if it cries?
My kids was kicking at that age.
Mine too.
Now listen. Now Governor Kasich signed the budget yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a war on women. Governor Kasich joined entirely by all men as he defunds Planned Parenthood.
Amen, Governor Kasich. God bless you.
Thank you.
So we do we not understand that Planned Parenthood is not a friend of poor people, black people, Hispanic people, people of color?
Tracy, they've changed their stripes. You just don't understand. They're all about mammograms now. And abortion pills for 12-year-olds.
They do.
No.
Let me get this straight.
Anybody that wants one.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're saying that they changed their stripes, Planned Parenthood did, but in the states of South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and Alabama, we can't change our stripes. We can't have a come to Jesus moment and realize that the Voting Rights Act or the things that were done back in the day have been, those problems have been taken care of, but Planned Parenthood, you do something to them, and it's, it's a war against women.
You know good and well, some weird butt crackers cannot change their mind.
Jeff,
what?
Did you just say cracker?
I said yes.
I just asked you if you said C word and you said
no.
No,
I'm using it in the thing of
you
of what,
can't
of what
say
it is.
The C word.
Okay.
He's talking about saltines.
Saltines. You're weird. See, that's the thought.
Them white pasty salted. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Jeff, I just got done talking. It ain't even been an hour
this
ago.
This is a national problem.
Jeff.
Because
it's been 44 minutes ago, and I get done telling you, don't be using the C word.
Right.
Listen, if Paula Deen can get in trouble for saying the N word 20 years ago, they can pull my cracker card.
I retract my statement.
Wait,
you said
it.
Here we go.
Cracker card.
Oh.
Okay.
Then have to get out of the neighborhood before dark.
Some weird behind Nabisco's. Aren't going to change. They're always going to be prejudice.
They're racist.
They are racist.
The number three.
Every last one of you down in South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, all of y'all.
The number three.
That's on the both sides of the fence, though, Jeff.
No, South Carolina. It's not on both sides of the fence. It's only on one.
There's
side
only
of the
one side. All of y'all the same down there, man.
That's why we need to go back and do the Voters' Rights of 1965 and make sure it stays in place. Because all nine of y'all case, I don't care if you turn the whole state black, y'all all still racist.
That's right. And here it goes, that it doesn't matter. You stop that Voting Rights Act, they don't have to tell you when they want to ask for ID for you to vote because it got 13 million illegals in this country,
no,
and they can just go with a utility bill and go vote.
Listen, what I heard the other day,
mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say that what we really need to do is we need to, like, pick them up, wait for them to get dressed, drive them to the polls.
That's what they do now.
See, I heard a little different version. I heard they were supposed to dig them up first.
Well, they do
really?
That if they think they're going to lose.
Now, what you got to throw in there is the day before they go and get the case of half a pint, okay? Because they have a case of half a pint in the trunk.
Do you know how
vodka,
lazy that is?
Head.
Hey, 40 people in Baltimore shot in 1 week.
Who cares? It wasn't Trayvon Martin. It was black on black.
It was
yeah.
all Trayvon Martin.
No, they wasn't.
Yep.
No,
getting shot and shooting.
Jeff, who cares?
Nobody. That's
right.
The whole point.
We don't
just
care.
This one because it was done by a stupid guy that looks white.
Jeff,
that's all it was.
You're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was Ben shooting a black kid, a death is not a death.
I heard that.
Are you understanding?
Yes, I understand.
Mm.
You can talk
white.
All this mess that you
so
want.
So wait, this is really unfair. You're telling me that just because of the color of your skin, you can go around and say the N-word.
Yep.
Right? You can go around and kill as many black people as you want, right?
Yep.
And if I do it, it's a crime.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a national emergency.
Can I say honky?
No.
No? I can't kill any white.
Ben, can I call you boy?
Yes.
I can call you boy?
Because you can call me boy.
Oh,
Trey.
No, boy.
I know that. I had a discussion with a friend of mine this morning.
Yeah. No, don't say boy.
Yeah.
No, don't say boy.
So why doesn't society value
what?
Black children that are getting killed by other black children?
Because that doesn't mean anything. Just don't let a white person kill them.
Because it's the plan of the progressive white supremacists.
The family planned parenthood, whatever.
Absolutely.
Planned Parenthood is a society to help women get so that they can have mammograms.
They're for the freedom of women.
That's right.
Freedom to screw.
That's correct.
Without having kids.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't want. Listen to this.
Up to 20 weeks.
No,
Jeff. Airhead chick.
Listen. I got a commentary.
Airhead and chick.
You know. I guess it's
I gotta get this out.
Yeah.
Do you really understand that they are weakening a whole people based upon they won't make them take up the responsibility of just living? I mean, do we all really understand that?
Yeah.
That just infuriates me. People need to grow up and they need to stand on their own two feet. And quit waiting for the government mommy to come take care of them.
So if I'm a white cop, I can plant three black children down, face down in the dirt with my gun drawn just because they were running?
Yes.
No one would care about that.
No.
What if I did three white kids?
Don't care.
Oh, no, you're going. You're,
what happens
you're
to a black officer
they're
for
three? They're going to sue your pants off.
Oh.
That's okay.
Listen, if you put three white kids down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a black officer?
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Would that black officer still have a job?
Does it depend on how many tattoos they have?
Yeah, now that might make a difference.
If they're wearing white shirts and ties, you're probably in trouble. But if they're all tattooed up and their hair's down to their waist, you're probably not.
Yeah, that's not
that's
right.
True.
That's all right.
With piercings all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're grade school age children.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Didn't we just have the police called for a child that took a toy gun to school?
That's different. Absolutely.
That's different.
But see, all black people in America are suspect. That's the way it is. That's what this case is really about.
So you're guilty until proven innocent?
No, that's true.
Yes. You know that.
Yeah, but black folks are always guilty.
All you have to do is make an accusation against a black person, and they're going to jail.
Alabama, your mic's on.
Man, it's funny y'all talking about this. My friend's cousin was choked to death by the cops, and they embalmed his body before the family could get an autopsy. Basically, they killed him. And the lady that witnessed it, they went to her house, and she told him the whole story. She saw it. They chased him, and then when they caught him, he was bagging up with his hands up, and they grabbed him and started choking him and lifted his feet off the ground. And when she came outside asking what they were doing, they screamed at her to go back in the house. So she went back in the house and started peeping out the window. Said they just choked him till he stopped moving, and he just fell on the ground. That's the police. I mean, I don't, that's why I don't like policemen. I just don't. And if you're a black person, if I have a son, you tell him, like, watch him. Don't turn your back on him. Don't trust him. When you get stopped, you know, you need to have some way of recording everything, because I do not trust police. I just don't. I don't trust them any bit more fun than I can throw them. Just because, yeah, if something happens, I'm calling the police. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you've earned my trust, and they'll taser people. I mean, there was a guy in my hometown. They tasered to death.
Alabama, I got a question for you. Is it fair that we don't trust any police? Because
I think so.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm not done. That was a comma. Because when we say we don't trust the police, we don't trust white men, we don't trust black women, we don't trust black men, don't we paint the whole society with one brush, and don't we think that's kind of what we say we need to get past? And we need to judge everybody by their own merit.
When you say trust, then you're getting into a certain – there was a time where they were called, peacekeepers. That's what – they started calling them police because they enforced the policy of the government. They're policy enforcers now. They're not peacekeepers. So they come out – they literally are – like even with driver's license, which is – I think – I don't even think you should be driving a – you should have to have a driver's license. You have a right to travel. The commonly accepted means of travel today is an automobile. You should be able to travel. They shouldn't be able to stop you from traveling. But they, a lot of policemen feel as though they are allowing us to drive. They are it's a privilege that they think they've given us. These guys don't understand where their authority and powers lie. So, I mean, you got some real delusional people out here on the street that feel like. And a lot of black guys, I mean, when I got stopped, when I was going through some financial troubles, I got stopped. I had a ticket that I hadn't paid. Man, this guy went through my car. I had some fat-burning pills. He cut one of the pills open, called another officer in, and tested it to see if it was drugs, ran the serial number on everything in my car. Then he took my friend that was with me. They pulled a gun out. This is what they do, and this is the This is the law. This is legal now.
Alabama. Listen to what I'm saying. They may have been wrong in how they handled you, but this is my issue. There is an 80-20 rule that I believe is real. And what happens is we tend to fault people based upon their on others and not based upon everybody's individual merit. That's why we got white people who don't trust black people, period. Because they had a bad encounter with one black person.
Well, you can't. No, I'm not. What you're trying to do, Tracy.
All black people are lazy and shiftless and can't be trusted. So when they go in there for you to hire them, don't even look at them. Because if their name is Shaniqua, that means they're black. Don't even touch them.
That's a difference. There's a difference between
What's
that.
The difference?
Because that's just... I'm going to tell you what the difference is. That's just common. You have, 6 billion people on this planet. Most of them are colored, you know what I'm saying? Whites are a very small minority. So when you start talking about black people, people of color, so to speak, being lazy, whatever, you're really talking about them coming in and sweeping 80% of this world's population, which is real stupid. But to sit up here and say that a person who polices the society every day, all day, doesn't get in a bad mood and treat people a certain way and scream at them. Then the next, 2 days later, he may stop a guy. You know what? You got your tail light out. Just get it fixed, man. And go. It depends on his mood. So I know
Alabama,
cops.
Let me make a point.
I know a guy I went to high school with. Nice guy. Man, when he see me, if he stopped me, he'd probably let me go. And he stopped people and let them go before. I've also heard of him being out here making people pick up paper, doing stupid stuff because he abuses, because every cop does it. It depends on what side of the bed they get up in
the
morning.
That's not true.
They out here dealing with domestic violence.
That's not true. That's what I'm saying. That's not true. Because I have some great friends who are police officers, and I've known them for a very, very long time. And what I would suggest
to you. And you follow them every day.
I don't have to follow them every day. I've known them for long enough to know that they got just as many moods as I do. But they put themselves into some serious situations. But as I said, what I would suggest for you to do is if you get a chance, you need to go down to your law enforcement agency and request a night ride-along. And I would suggest that for anyone out there, call them and say, I would like to do a ride-along with the police.
I'm not saying it's an easy job. What I'm saying is most policemen that I have encountered in my life aren't just all the way evil. Every day walking around picking on. They're not like that. I'm not saying that nobody, most, now there are a few that are like that, but for the most part, they're in the middle. But when they show out, when they feel like it, it's bad. And a lot of them will kill you. They can kill you and come to work the next day. If you're a black man, you can get killed by the cops, and it's nothing. That's how I feel. And it happens too much.
There are police officers out there that are good guys, and they don't do it just for the heck of it. And we need to quit painting people with the same brush across the board. All black people, all white people, all police, all doctors, all lawyers, all this, all that. There's
You know what, though, Tracy? Like, when you look at black people, for example, one of the problems I have with us is we'll glorify ignorance. We'll glorify wearing your pants down. We'll glorify selling dope. We love it in our music. So then when some other person from the suburbs, a Caucasian person comes from the suburbs, has never been around that type of environment, he sees you with your pants down. You may be a 4.0 student, brilliant, but you just look like a drug dealer. You look like you got your hair knotted. You don't,
Alabama,
of course they're going to think that way.
Alabama, I got a question out of ignorance. And just from the white young men and young women I've seen, does a 4.0 black student actually dress like that?
Yes.
I've never seen 4.0 white students that dressed and tattooed up and pierced up and that stuff.
I'm from Alabama. There are kids I knew.
There are kids that I know that are dreadlock tatted up with busting aside. And they are some brilliant kids with 4.0s and are doing great things and not even athletes. They don't always look like they got pocket protectors on and four eyes. So that's what I'm saying. We need to quit judging people by how they look and what skin they're in. And that includes the officers on the street. Because what happens is
I bet you I can follow you and you do the same thing. I bet you do.
What? Do what?
I'll bet you you'll see a young guy walking on the street pants, he looking all crazy, and I bet you say he's probably a thug. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's
no. Alabama, you got the wrong one. You got the wrong one, because I walk over to you and say hi to you and ask you to turn your music down because I'm trying to get something done next door. I'm not the one.
Okay.
And I have done it in the past, and I will probably continue to do it. They're like, Tracy, you can't do it. They all stand around looking. I'm like, no, you need to turn that down. You need to do something about it because it's just not good. Listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'll be right back.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Reinforcements are headed to the front lines of an Arizona wildfire that killed 19 elite firefighters and destroyed much of the small town of Yarnell. The hotshot firefighters were from Prescott, Arizona.
They're your friends. They're your brothers. They're your sisters. You know, husbands, wives. You know, they're your neighbors.
ABC's Alex Stone in Prescott, where there's a sense of stunned disbelief that this happened.
On wildfires, we always talk about the wind, and it was a wind shift that can be blamed here. The wind shifted on the fire line. Flames turned around on the firefighters, and they were overcome. They did deploy their emergency shelters, tent-like contraptions wildland firefighters carry. But the flames were too ferocious, and the 19 firefighters were killed.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin says former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden will have to stop leaking U.S. secrets if he wants to get asylum in Russia. ADC's Ann Compton traveling with President Obama in Tanzania, Africa.
At a news conference, President Obama confirms only that the FBI is negotiating over Edward Snowden's custody.
There have been high-level discussions with the Russians about trying to find a solution to the problem.
President Obama denies the U.S. has a need to snoop on European allies. He scoffs, if he needs to know, he just calls that European leader and asks. Ann Compton, ABC News, Dar es Salaam.
Triple-digit temps in Phoenix could drop slightly this week as monsoons make their way through Arizona. One death blamed on this heat wave in the West, but there could be more before it's over, says government scientist Dr. Louis Uccellini.
The 10-year annual average mortality from heat stands at 658. On average, that is more deaths than floods, lightning, tornadoes, and hurricanes combined.
This is ABC News.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-288-0092.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fans of e-books have one less gadget to read from. ABC's Karen Chase explains.
Devoted fans are bidding a fond farewell to the Google e-reader, which officially sails into the sunset today, nearly 8 years after its dawn. The three-month grace period to transfer content to other platforms ended today. While the reader did have a devoted digital following, about 100,000 signed a petition to Google to keep it alive, it simply wasn't enough. A spokesman said usage had declined, and Google decided to pour all its energy into fewer products. Those seeking other platforms are advised to try Dig Reader, Feedly, Flipboard, and AOL Reader. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Birmingham, Alabama-based publisher Hoffman Media has announced that it is continuing to publish the magazine Cooking with Paula Deen, saying recent images portrayed by the media do not reflect the person we know on a personal or on a professional level. Wall Street. The Dow is up 143 points. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's A-M-B-A-S-S-T-E-K.com.
iHeartRadio plays your favorite station and over 1,500 more live local stations through your mobile device. So when you leave town, you can still hear the sounds and programming you love. And discover more, like music, sports, news. There's lots there, and iHeartRadio is always free. Just download the app for Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows Phone, and more. Find out what over 20 million registered users already know at iHeartRadio.com.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends. This 2 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on the first day of July. We are mid-year, and I hope you're having a good day today. Wow, can you really believe the year is like in the middle now, and the weather is like really rainy and stuff, and we're here, and I've got everybody, almost, everybody's here but Mark Manji, and they did a wonderful job while I was gone. And once you hear from you today, it is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. Six, I didn't know you were in Lady Gaga.
Only when she destroys the national anthem.
Did she really?
Yeah. I learned something.
What did you know?
I learned this isn't the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's now the land of the free and the home of the gays. How she sang it.
No, I got to hear it. No.
Did she do? No, she did not.
Yes, no,
she did.
Hold on. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I want to hear from you today. It is open mic. In studio with me is Jeff Ben Stix, myself, South Carolina, is on the phone, and we want to hear from you. And I got to Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, to me it's more like Lady Gag Gag.
I can't stand Lady Gaga.
Neither can I.
Friends and fans always said to me, I knew Lady Gaga when.
Where was she?
New York City.
No, what was she singing? Where was she singing?
Now I get to say that I knew you when.
New York City's Gay Pride Celebration.
Now I get to say I knew you when you suffered, when you felt unequal, when you felt there was nothing to look forward to. I knew you then, and I knew you when, but I really know you now. Yes!
You know, there's a reason why some people take their clothes off to sing.
Hold on. Is she embracing the gay flag?
Yes. Yes.
Playing the scream in between.
She keeps holding up the gay pride flag.
Gives a whole new meaning to the British are coming. The British are coming. Oh, really? You guys should have known. You know, we were the home of the gays. That's you know, they told you right there. They're coming. I mean it. Really?
Well,
the British
the
are coming.
Now check this out. Check this
Welcome
out.
Welcome to Uncommon Knowledge.
Yes.
We've reached almost the nexus. The middle of decadence in America. It's not over yet, because before it's over, you're going to have open bestiality. You're going to have occasional acceptance of pedophilia.
Polygamy's coming back.
Polygamy's coming back, roaring back, because they have no reason, especially in the states that they've already said for gay rights, because if you can't say two, you know, if you think two sexes are an issue, I can't tell why.
Yeah,
two men and a woman, or two women and a man, would be a problem.
Once you move the wall, it's all over.
It's over.
Well, I mean, it amazes me. Look where we're headed. Okay. You can't smoke cigarettes because it's bad for you, but we're legalizing marijuana.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Marijuana's not bad for you.
Yeah, and there's no filter on marijuana either, you know.
There's no regulations on it, though.
Yeah.
And they dip it into
PCP.
PCP. So you can have a very, very dangerous mind-altering substance within your marijuana. And the marijuana by today has the levels of
THC.
THC is just astronomical compared to where it was when we were kids.
Yeah, no, it's not weed.
And it's even worse. It's even worse than what our parents had.
Right. I mean, this stuff will literally kill you if you smoke too much of it. It's like heroin almost.
Yeah, it's been refined, and what we do well as human beings, we take something we like
and
we make
it
better
genetically
and better.
Alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that word.
What?
Genetically altered.
Why?
Because is selective breeding genetically altering something?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Excuse me?
So when I was a kid and I was doing the genetics for my dad, and I sat down with this book, and I got a cow that has these traits, and I've got a bull in a book that has these traits, and I call the breeder up and I say, I want this cow bred to this bull because I want a calf that has these traits, that's genetic engineering.
Yes. Yeah. It is. I think it's genetic engineering. But it's not DNA engineering. It's not, you're not splicing DNA.
Because we need to
We're
make,
all genetically engineered.
Right. We need to make...
Not like black folks.
When we talk about a lot of this stuff with agriculture, we need to make some very concrete definitions. Because a lot of uneducated people believe that food that has just been... That
crossbred
has been crossbred... has been selectively bred, both animal and vegetable.
Right. Well, when you
is genetically engineered food, and it's not.
By definition, though, my grandfather, when he used to grow, had his garden, he would take the best tomato and the best pepper that he had, and he would actually take the seeds out, dry them, and that's what he would plant the next year.
Right.
Okay, that's genetic engineering.
Yeah, but
by every definition of the word.
But see, the difference is. Genetic engineering in your definition and genetic engineering in the definition
of the minds of the people.
In today's
because
world.
Right now I eat green seedless grapes. Do you really think seedless grapes are not genetically engineered?
Yes. For the same reason, and I'm working on getting a guy that used to teach genetics in here.
Okay.
He's a VOAG teacher at West Branch High School right now. But anyways, for example, cattle without horns. Cattle without horns it's a dominant gene. So if you breed a cattle with horns to a cattle without a breed without horns, like an Angus to a Holstein, you will end up with a Holstein cow with no horns. She won't give any milk because she's got all the other traits of the beef cow in her.
Oh wow!
So why do I want a cow with no milk?
But the thing is, you want a cow with no horns.
Why do I want a cow with no horns?
So they don't beat each other up the feedlot.
Oh, why can't you just nip the horns when the horns?
You do, and that's what you do with all your dairy breeds have horns.
So why do you have to like breed them with no horns when you can nip them when they have horns? Like a dog.
It's less work, especially in the beef industry where you've got a guy that maybe has 4,000 or 5,000 head. So he's got 4,000 or 5,000 calves a year to go out there and dehorn.
That creates jobs.
It also raises the price of milk and beef.
Yeah, that makes a good job for the illegal immigrants because you can't find anybody here to go out and
do that.
Now, speaking of which,
I'm a cow horn nipper.
That's right.
I nip horns
for cows.
No. What you do, Jeff? It's really. You take them when they're just getting little nubbies, when they're just calves, and you got a device that actually burns them.
Oh, wow.
And you hold them down, you actually burn it, pop that nub out.
And they must be screaming bloody murder.
No, because you hold their mouth shut.
Ah! Six.
You know, I'm going to go.
I mean, I could.
Humane Society.
I'm going.
Come get Sticks right now.
Peter.
No, Peter. Peter crazy. I don't want him hurt.
Peter crazy.
I want $25 for turning him in.
Who's this one your mic is on?
Hello?
Hello?
So are you telling me I can make a woman with no mouth?
A woman with no mouth.
Just one mouth.
That's impossible. If it doesn't have a mouth, it's not a woman, man.
Well, I can have a hole, but not there. But anyway.
Call.
What?
Let's not go down
what?
That highway.
Thank you.
Come on. Hey, Jimmy the Greek said, you know what he said, what happened.
All right, that's right. He got kicked off TV.
That's right.
And it's true.
I'm going to leave it at that. I got to make my order. So I'll leave it at that. Have a good day. Bye.
Paul, crazy.
Listen, did they really cancel the fireworks for the veterans?
Well, I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
the 4th of July won't have a patriotic boom in the sky over some military bases because of budget cuts.
Right.
And furloughed workers, hold on, also men furloughed fireworks.
Well, you know,
Independence celebrations have been canceled at many Marine camp bases and Army camp bases in North Carolina and across.
We had to pay for the president's trip to
But we went. We spent
Africa
eight,
somehow.
Hold on, hold up. Hey, I'm reading. I want to read this. And we spent $100,000 last year, but we can do that because we're having fire. We went on a $100 million trip to Africa.
But wait a minute. This is about the budget cuts that aren't budget cuts because we're just not increasing the rate of spending more than we were going to. We didn't really cut a nickel. But this is all, I mean, this is the, once again, this is the propaganda of the political elites trying to make it appear as though we can't afford to stop spending one nickel or even increase the rate of growth in the federal government. I mean, I heard that for what the president spent going to Africa, they could have kept the White House open for the school children for like 180 years.
440, how you doing, darling?
Pretty good. How you doing? Yeah, I'd like
I can't
to know,
believe what
you know,
I just
we
read.
I can't believe that we can't have a few fireworks, but we're going to give the African nation $7 billion. Are you really? Are you kidding me? $7 billion.
Hey,
we're going to give them.
I'd give them another seven if they kept our president.
Oh God.
Also, not only that.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Also, I don't have a whole lot of time. I wanted to address the Trayvon Martin case just a little bit. Regardless of what's gone on so far, if Zimmerman walks, I keep hearing that there's going to be wholesale riots across this country. That is not going to be good. This is a crossroads for the black community. If that happens, that is... The black community
now,
will be in trouble. They'll not recover
on,
from
Jeff,
this.
I have a question for you. If someone
yep.
is speculating that if Zimmerman walks, there's going to be riots all across the country, why don't you see people organizing so that if you have a protest, it can be a peaceful protest? And why would they let the fuel burn and make them burn down their own communities again?
They're trying
let
to prove
ask
Charles
you,
Manson,
let
right?
me ask Let me ask you this. How come the president won't address this if he's so concerned about black community? This would
should
be one of the things. This should be one of the things. He can talk. We have communication, believe me. If he can eavesdrop halfway across the world, he can make a statement from there. Yeah, I mean, this is something that he has to address for the whole nation.
No, he doesn't.
Not just for the black.
No, he doesn't.
This
is what he wants.
Well, of course. This is what I'm trying to say. He is the divisive one. He wants this country torn apart. That's what he
what
wants.
What better way to get an excuse to institute martial law? You've already got the surveillance arm in place. You've already got the laws. And it goes back into Bush, too. So don't.
And you know that it works.
They can scoop anybody in this country up right now and send them to Gitmo, and you'll never see them again.
What were you going to say, Jeff?
I was going to say that the president has gone out of his way to show you that he doesn't care anything about the black community. He hasn't given one bit of relief to the black community at all. No.
Bingo.
No economic development. No school changing.
No nothing.
There's nothing. They will stay in the same state they are as they sit by rah-rah
yes.
boom bar.
Yes, he did,
Jeff. Obama, what did
he do? He made it so those poor underprivileged union teachers in Washington, D.C. could get those black kids back.
That's true.
That is true.
It's true. He signed.
All right, y'all. He gave him a Obama phone.
He got me a phone. He gonna pay my bills.
I don't gotta worry about my mortgage. Remember her?
Rent.
Speaking of, I gotta take a break. But speaking of that, I want to know why in Columbus, Ohio, where I was last night when I was getting gas.
Mm-hmm.
Gas is $3.13.
$3.13?
See that was it.
My God, I thought 3.32 was good.
So can you please tell me why it's 3.13 and I came back home?
Because we live in a Democratic-controlled area.
Okay, I'm thinking
Tracy.
Yeah.
Natural gas in Columbus is $1.89.
What is it up here?
$2.
It's free if I'm riding in your car.
That's right.
Oh, he doesn't have back window right now.
I got one. I got to fix it next morning, next day. I got to give a shout-out. Can I give a shout-out to my insurance company?
No.
Okay. They ain't paying the bills.
What?
I got 40
tires. The glass?
No, they worked me in. I mean, I was really impressed. I called them at 10 o'clock in the morning. I had a windshield in my truck by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to drive to Cincinnati to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
And you didn't get pulled over driving without a rear window?
No.
All the way to Cincinnati?
Driving while black. Got to go.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to SweetJack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love SweetJack. The SweetJack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for SweetJack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with SweetJack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off. SweetJack.com.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a man for trying to solicit sex from a 12-year-old girl from Sebring. Joshua Reynolds of East Oregon Avenue allegedly met the girl on the Internet. According to court records, he will be allowed to leave house arrest for his wedding, which is this July 6th. A man was found dead inside his home in Warren yesterday afternoon. A neighbor called 911 to report a foul odor coming from the home at 1003 Hemlock Avenue Southwest. A 56-year-old man's body was found by police officers. The man's name was not immediately released. The Ohio legislature has approved a state budget that cuts personal income taxes, revamps Ohio's school funding system, and adds new abortion restrictions, sending the measure to Governor John Kasich. The Republican-led House approved the $62 billion two-year spending blueprint yesterday by a vote of 51-43. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM. It's summertime, and it's time for you to red, white, and win. The 4th of July is almost here, and we've got $4,000 to give away. Win a $4,000 gift card for the 4th of July. Take a summer road trip, plan a vacation, grab a plane ticket, and get out of town for a while. Go shopping or get whatever you want. Red, white, and win. Register now at 600WSOM.com.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the AutoLaw jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the AutoLaw jackpot. your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow! Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much!
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The James E. Winter Jr. Arts and Culture Center welcomes you to Theater on Three in downtown Sharon, July 18th through the 20th. A Pocket Full of Rhymes takes to the stage at 7:30. Mother Goose introduces the next generation to her greatest hits in this energetic musical review. This show for children ages 2 through 8 is based on beloved Mother Goose nursery rhymes and children's songs. Parents, grandparents, and children will enjoy the classic songs set to catchy contemporary music. All children will get front row seats where they can dance and interact with the performers. Doors open at 6 for a free dessert and candy buffet with lots of children's activities before the show. There are fun drink specials for mom and dad, too. Make your reservations today by calling 724-983-8222. That's 724-983-8222. For more upcoming events, visit accsharon.com. Sponsored by Cumulus Radio and Quaker Steak and Lube.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 33 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and I hope you're having a good afternoon this Monday, the 1st of July. And it's open mic, and so we want to hear from you. And I want you guys to know that Pet Lodge USA of Boardman is one of the greatest places for you to take your pets when you have to have kennel lodging. They have adult daycare. They have pickup and delivery. And for those of us who treat our children as kids, they're a great place because they actually walk your dog and take care of your dog, and they give your dog a bath, and they treat their dog as their own, and the dog likes to be there.
As children.
What did I say?
You said our children as kids.
Okay, let me rephrase this.
I've seen some people who have children that should be put in.
Treated like dogs.
Okay, let me say this again. You'll find out that your dog will be, my dog left me and didn't turn around and say goodbye.
Hmm.
Because it's like a playground for dogs.
Your little Irish terrorist.
Yeah, oh, not my Irish terrorist. She is a Jack terrorist.
Jack terrorist.
But she's my little girl.
This is the
Aloha. Grace, you got a Jack
No, she speaks only English.
She don't blow stuff up?
No, she speaks only English. Sorry. She's an American dog. She says the Pledge
Grace,
of Allegiance and her
Russell?
Prayer. She says grace and everything. So, she's a good dog. 831, your mic is on.
Hi. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm calling
Happy Monday, Bonnie.
Two questions. Hi. I'm glad to hear you're back. I have actually three questions. One, did anybody get a call from Newt? And the third question is there a Freedom Meeting next Tuesday at 7 o'clock in Salem? And then who's the mystery man that always says unmuted? Who's that guy? guy.
I'm muted.
So, yeah, there's a person right before you call me on, and it says unmuted. Who is that fella?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think you got a haunted...
That's maybe when you're pushing the button so they can talk.
Right.
Yeah, and he says it. And he says it sometimes very pleasant, and other days he's tired because he says, unmuted. Like he knows it's me.
Well, when she's playing Bubble Crush
over there. He's a mystery guy. Yeah, he's a mystery guy. So anyway, did any of you get a new call? Any of you?
No, you gave money, huh?
I did not. But my question is, it was only targeted to conservatives. I wanted to know how Newt knew I was a conservative or had conservative, some conservative values.
Let me tell you how.
The IRS told him.
No. No, no, no,
okay.
No, no.
That,
Bonnie, that
That's
was absolutely wonderful. Because I'm glad you asked that. Because of whether you're on Facebook, your magazine publications, your voting right, your voting trends, your party affiliation, all that stuff is public on the Internet.
But you know what? I don't have a Facebook account, and I do not, and I vote independent.
Do your grandsons?
What, do my grandsons? Well, they're not old enough to vote.
Do your grandsons have Facebook accounts?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I never thought about that. Well, how in the world would they know if he was a conservative?
Well,
how would they know that?
I'm looking at an article here about a German politician.
Okay.
I'm talking about metadata. And they've got a play-by-play where every place this guy went for a period of, months. And it was all done through gathering data of his Facebook postings and websites and just all stuff that we let out there every day. And they've got this guy, they even got who he's talking to.
Cell phone calls?
No, they don't have cell phone calls.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they do. Yeah,
so
they
when
do.
I
four incoming calls,
so when I make a phone
call,
call
total time on the phone.
Yeah.
When I make a phone call to Tracy and friends, they know that I'm associated with you guys.
Yep.
And when
I
watch you guys online, when I listen online, they know that.
Actually,
if you have anything powerful, more powerful a processor than the Pentium 3, yes, because the government has required by law.
Okay.
Per the
this is
GPS
chips in the
ring.
This is amazing because I'm looking at this story about this guy. Friday 15 January 2010. Heads to Dusseldorf via Frankfurt with North Rhine Green Parliament 30th anniversary celebration. Source Twitter. 10 incoming calls, 14 outgoing calls. Total time on the phone 43 minutes 33 seconds. 51 incoming messages, 33 outgoing messages. Duration of internet connection, 22 hours, 53 minutes.
Can I really explain this to y'all? They take all of the information from all of the different sources, all of the different databases, and they pull them into one central source, and they allow the computer to come up with an actual profile.
In order to do what?
So they know who you are, everything about you.
In order to do what? Why do you gather information?
So I can mobilize you.
So they can control you.
That's what I said.
Propaganda and manipulation.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
Absolutely.
So they can mobilize you.
So we are the new slaves, guys. Welcome.
Run,
welcome to America.
Run, but
yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Why do you
and then my second question is, do we have a meeting next Tuesday?
No.
Is there a meeting at the church
this,
next Tuesday?
No. What we decided last month was we're going to. We're going to call it off for the summer, although when the beans come on, we're going to have a canning seminar because a lot of people in the group are scared to death of pressure cookers.
Okay. Well, I have to keep listening.
Don't go run no marathons. That'll be all right.
Now, you just told the government where you're going to be now, Bonnie, so be careful.
I know.
So they're listening.
With beans and a pressure cooker.
Right.
With
then
my conservative values.
Just pressure cooker and blow you all
guys
all up.
And a book for my prepper.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have Dr. Prepper on. You got to listen to that one.
I'm a prepper. You're a prepper. Yeah. Would you like to be a prepper, too?
And you guys don't know who the mystery man is that says unmute it. You don't know who he is.
I think you got a haunted line.
No, what it is it takes you off of mute and puts you – it's a new feature on Blog Talk. So you'll know when your mic is up.
Actually, we're in a million dollar studio.
You don't know who this person is?
No.
You know who this guy is?
No. It's a
computer.
It's a computer generated voice.
Oh, he sounds different sometimes.
Yeah,
he's
that's
good
because
someday,
he's tired.
That's because she's playing
someday.
Candy Crush. When
I don't
she's
work
playing out. Candy Crush, the CPU is a little bit slower than normal.
I don't like Candy Crush.
His voice is a little bit slower and deeper when
you don't like Candy Crush.
I do not like Candy Crush. He drives
only,
me nuts.
She likes bubbles.
I'm so sick of people. Oh, that's bubbles.
I
don't even know what you guys are talking about. I have no clue what either one of you are saying. No
computer
idea.
Computer games
I don't know what
on Facebook. Off of, mm-hmm. Yeah, off your phone or Facebook, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie. Next Wednesday at 1:30, we got Dr. Prepper calling in, so that should be pretty interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys, and I'll listen from the radio because other people want to call, I'm sure. And
well, you're
we'll
more than welcome to stay.
Well,
did you know that you can get for a 30-minute fireworks? It costs $30,000, and we could have 3,333 fireworks shows for $100 million.
Well, why don't they do that? It's supposed to be $100,000 for.
Yeah, but you know, I've noticed something though. There's always a flyover at every NASCAR race.
Mm-hmm.
The big race, the Sprint Cup races. Private plane owners have picked up the slack at almost every race. There have been very few races this summer where somebody, where a group of either World War II guys or a group of acrobatic flyers or somebody hasn't taken and done the flyover at the NASCAR races. So what's that tell you about the people of this country?
What is a flyover?
With the jets. When they fly over, at the end of the national anthem, it's a tradition at NASCAR races, they fly the jets over.
Probably not anymore, right?
No, not it's almost every race this year. Some private guys picked it up.
Oh.
Private group of private aviators.
Okay.
With private flyers.
Yeah. A lot of World War II planes.
Okay, so they're flying older.
Yeah, they're flying military aircraft
mm-hmm.
whenever possible. Mm. So you know.
That's awesome.
It's proven people don't need the government. We'll just do it ourselves. We don't need you.
Yeah, so I can get that rocket launcher now if I want to, right? That's all I want to own is an Abrams tank and a rocket launcher.
All you got to do is be a Muslim in Egypt.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
They'll give you all the AK-47s and bullets you want.
AR-15s, too.
Yeah.
You think they're sending them guys AR-15s?
Most definitely.
I figured they'd be giving them AKs because that's what...
No, there's so much left over in that theater that they're flying them over and they're buying them by the pound. That's no joke.
No, I believe that. I mean, AK ammunition and AKs are like that too over there, though. Too.
Yes, they are. I'm
I mean,
sure
I forget.
Those
I forget how many many trillion of those AKs have been built over the years.
Why are we giving money?
You know, why are we supporting the
Muslim
Brotherhood in Egypt and not the people of Egypt that are uprising against the Muslim?
Because
Brotherhood.
We supported the Muslim Brotherhood when they uprose against
Mubarak.
Mubarak. And you're also supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria.
Why?
Well, wait a minute. I got a question.
Yeah,
hold on. I got a dumb question. Isn't the Muslim Brotherhood
the Al Qaeda-linked group, the one that's funded by Iranian fundamentalists, the one that have sworn to not only destroy Israel,
but
to
West
destroy the
well.
American, yeah, destroy America as well.
So
not just America,
yeah.
The West.
So
why are we supporting the Muslim Brotherhood?
Because our president's got to be a Muslim. That's the only thing I can come up with.
I'm not asking you that. Why are we supporting them? I know
because our president's a Muslim. That's all that we can go for.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why
before.
He's.
I think he's.
I'll go ahead and stick.
I told you before. I don't think he's a Muslim. I think he's an agnostic,
uh-huh.
or some kind of a neutral faith that because of his upbringing has Muslim ties and Muslim sympathies.
So he's the Tehranian candidate instead of the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty much.
I think that what the problem is here. Is that he thinks he's going to buy the peace.
Love, hope.
Whoa. I think he thinks he's going to buy the peace of the radical Muslims by giving them control of things, which is the most foolish thing that you could think of.
Therefore, he's a traitor.
I don't think so. I think he's part of a cabal that wants to destabilize the entire planet. I think this is the final end game to get their one world government.
I agree with all of you a little bit.
See how that works.
I think he wants to be
Muslim
the king.
Brotherhood?
Mm-hmm. I really do.
The Muslims aren't going for that.
We don't have a king. We have a president. It's America.
But he will be a king.
King where?
Heavy
in the United States.
Heavy duty sticks. It just popped in my mind.
What?
That the Muslims would be the one world government.
Yes.
A lot of people were saying that.
And this is why. Because, first of all, they're going to have the false prophet and the beast and the Antichrist. Okay? So now, those three will be the rulers. Okay, and I guess one gives power to the beast, so you know that has to be something. The beast has to be military, something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not really, really adept on my
eschatology.
My figures inside of on the Revelation, because the symbols mean something, and that's what I meant, symbols. So I don't know, but that's heavy because if you don't take the mark,
right.
And you resist, they'd behead you. Who's the only people in the world beheading people?
Muslims. It's their way. That's their preferred method.
Not even
of
the
execution.
Chinese are still beheading.
Right.
So,
and if you look at their writings and their tradition, their revelation story, for lack of a better term, is almost the opposite of the Christian revelation story.
It is. Mm-hmm.
They believe that there has the blood. The world has to be cleansed by blood for the return of the Messiah. So, I mean, we live in...
So we need, instead of 100 years of peace, it's going to be 100 years war.
No, you're not going to have 100 years. It's not going to
last
that long.
It's only supposed to last 7, right? 7 years peace.
Three and a half. 3.5 years peace.
That's right.
Then you have
7-year treaty,
3.5 years tribulation.
Peace.
Then you have a 1,000-year reign of Christ.
Right.
So that's going to be very interesting.
Very interesting. And Bonnie, you think the president wants to become a king?
I think he has a goal to be, you know, hold office for a third year, you know, a third term. And I think he is going to be.
No.
So you think he has a God complex?
No.
I think he has a, I think he wants to be the king. I think he has such a, yeah. And I think those that put him there, because when you read the books, someone seen him, and they were, you know, like what you guys talk about, elitist. And they said, wouldn't he make a great president? And it's in the book. It's in his books.
This is our first great chance at being a new world order.
He's going to go to the United Nations.
And it doesn't say in the book who these people are.
Well, we know who they are. I mean,
we know who they are, but they didn't say it in the book.
That's true. But you can look at the genealogy and figure them out. I mean,
mm-hmm.
There's a book. There's a movie called. What's that movie, Tracy? The one you sent me. I'd already seen it.
Which one?
The one about the education system.
I don't remember.
Okay. Anyway,
Superman.
It's Agenda 21, right?
No. There's another one.
No.
There's another one, and I can't remember what the name of it is. I'll start looking and see if I can find it. But anyways, it shows the genealogy from Karl Marx all the way through to Barack Obama. It's a direct genealogy of this guy taught this guy taught this guy taught this guy. It's a direct genealogy straight back to Karl Marx.
Mm. So instead of the pink slip president, we can call him the pinko president.
Well, the thing is there's no doubt about who he is. When one of the required readings in his class that he taught on constitutional law was Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
That's right.
He taught from the book right in the doggone classroom, and who the heck is not getting this or believing it? Because I have friends don't believe when I tell them stuff like that. Oh, you just, with them Republicans, General. I said, it has nothing to do with the Republicans.
No,
you have Saul Alinsky people in the Republican
Party. That's because you're a racist. You don't like
halfway
people.
What you can't make them understand is the progressive Democrat and the progressive Republican are one in this, are just different sides of the same coin.
This is true.
They're both evil.
But
yes.
You have to understand, we have done a good job on masking the truth to people. We have. I mean, no, I'm talking about we in general. We've done a good job because we have not been honest with people, and we've allowed them to become comfortable with lies.
On purpose.
No, I don't think that's on purpose, Jeff. I don't think all of, you know, we talk about Margaret Sanger a lot, but we don't understand the mindset of what Margaret Sanger did and how other groups have used it for their own gain also.
I understand it.
But I'm just saying overall.
1,000%. I mean, people don't understand it maybe.
Overall.
But
they're being manipulated by a system, and they have no idea. So they think, as I think we said a little bit earlier, about the mobilization of people. People are being controlled without even realizing that they are being controlled. They think that they're doing things on their own, and actually, they're not. They haven't made a decision on their own in years.
Well, the problem is, it's not just Democrats. Republicans do this too. Your party affiliation becomes almost your religious, your denomination. And not only that, it's that way with unions too. Does anybody realize that Trumka came out of the United Mine Workers?
Mm-hmm.
Trumka's a mine worker.
That's right.
And yet this president is throwing the mine workers under the bus with an admitted war on coal.
760,000 American jobs are coal jobs right now. 760,000. He's getting ready to wipe out two-thirds of those jobs at least.
Why do you think they call him the pink slip president?
But my point is this. Why aren't the people getting this?
Because you have to realize the people who are actually saying this are not on mainstream media.
But people, okay, we talk to a lot of people.
But again, you don't hear this on your mainstream media. You don't. This conversation is not going on in your mainstream. You don't have people coming out and talking about the two issues. Right now, they're talking about Trayvon Martin. Anytime MSNBC and CNN can dedicate their whole broadcast all day long to Trayvon Martin, you know something is wrong.
I mean, they're televising it, Tracy.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know how ludicrous that is for you to televise the whole trial?
No, I mean, it's entertainment. I mean, I don't think that's ludicrous.
Look at the distraction this gay thing is. I mean, there's another distraction.
The huge distraction.
And not only that, why did they have to ram that immigration bill through the Senate? Why did that have to be done before the 4th? What was so important? We've been screwing this up for hundreds of years.
Because they got to get you off the conversation of the IRS. They got to get you off the conversation of anything that means anything, both Republican and Democrat. Because I think Jeff or you said that President Obama had to have a meeting with President Bush over Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me why President Bush had to have a meeting with President Obama over Snowden?
On how to handle the leaks.
Huh?
On how to handle the leaks. Let me find it again.
Huh?
You know, both of them were shaking so hard their WikiLeaked.
God, no.
Ben,
you know, Ben, you're still corny.
I like it though, Ben.
All I can say, man, I'm just shaking my head.
And he came with it like really quick.
You know you're still corny, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just so that you know, and I don't want you to think I'm mistreating you, because you are one corny dude.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know I am.
Just as long as you know it.
Dude, you're corny, man.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I just have a way of saying it like it is, I guess.
That ain't saying you're corny.
Hmm.
Like but it I, is I, and corny, I, two different things.
But we love you, man.
Thank you. I do it all for you guys.
I know. Anything
Thank
we
you.
Need.
Anything. You're welcome.
My prerogative.
So I'm just trying to figure some things out because I'm really confused. And people are being hoodwinked and lulled asleep.
Bamboozled.
Absolutely. And they blame other people. And let me say this. We need to quit calling Republicans and Democrats, because as you said earlier, it is a bad definition of a word. You have your progressives and your progressives. You do not have, because Republicans and Democrats, those are truly everyday people.
Well, there are a lot of conservative Democrats out there, too.
Well,
that's correct.
So. I heard Rand Paul the other day use a very good term, and it was the authority, he called him the authoritarian wing of the party for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
The authoritarian wing.
What do you call a progressive that's a quote unquote Christian and a pastor?
Yeah, they're not a why?
An oxymoron?
You call them uninformed?
I think
so
you're
telling
oxymoron.
Me that black people been uninformed for 30 some ideas, huh?
Can you say longer than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
they've been uninformed for a while. Remember, the pastors actually carried the word from Margaret Sanger. That's what
Judas,
I'm saying.
Judas.
Remember, they carried
the
water. They carried the water from Margaret Sanger because she got the black preachers to carry the word that abortion was a good thing for them.
There's nothing you can't right? always call them what they are. They're Judas. They just need to go ahead.
They're not even Judas because they don't. At least Judas knew that he was going to get 30 pieces of silver. These cats don't even know they're not going to get 30 pieces of silver. And at least Judas actually, when he got done, he hung himself because he knew he found out he was wrong. These people don't even realize they're wrong. So don't compare them with Judas because Judas had more integrity. At least he knew he was wrong in what he did.
That's a serious statement. I mean very serious.
These people don't even realize they're wrong in what they're doing. They just keep on doing it and keep on coming back. So we don't need to insult Judas like that. Judas had a purpose. The son of perdition knew what he was doing. These folks, they don't even have a clue. Because they really believe what they're doing is right. They're sold.
I found it.
Wow.
Okay.
I found the movie.
What was the movie?
The movie is simply called Agenda, Grinding America Down. And you can find it on the internet, and you can watch it for free on Vimeo.
It is really, really good.
Is that the Obama plan?
No.
That's the genealogy of Karl Marx to Barack Obama.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's the Obama plan.
Yeah.
It's part of the Obama. He's part of the plan.
But what people don't understand is these so-called leaders, the progressive leaders, and I'm going to lump John McCain right in with
absolutely
with Barack Obama, believe that you aren't intelligent enough to run your own life. And I'll even, after hearing an interview with Newt Gingrich, I'll even throw him in that pile. Because I heard him say, well, you know, if you're going to have a public health system, you have to have, and the thing is, nobody will ask the question, why do you need this health system? Why do you need it?
Did you, no.
Why can't people just write a check for their health care?
Listen.
Hold on. You don't listen. Take a break.
Take a break.
I'll be right back. You're listening to
Tracy
and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
iHeartRadio plays your favorite station and over 1,500 more live local stations through your mobile device. So when you leave town, you can still hear the sounds and programming you love and discover more like music, sports, news. There's lots there, and iHeartRadio is always free. Just download the app for Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows Phone, and more. Find out what over 20 million registered users already know at iHeartRadio.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley.
330-781-9600.
1-800-5 WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. An Arizona forest fire continues to rage out of control with zero containment, growing to about 13 square miles. The fire killed 19 members of an elite hotshot fire crew based in Prescott yesterday. Fire incident manager Roy Hall.
Hey, it's been a long night.
And these are the worst of times for firefighters.
ABC's Brandy Head near the fire lines in Congress, Arizona, says conditions remain treacherous.
Triple-digit heat and strong winds. Time-lapse video shows the Yarnell Hill fire quickly spreading across more than 6,000 acres. And the hotshots are known for working the front line, protecting families and their homes.
The blaze destroyed dozens of homes and sent hundreds fleeing from Yarnell, northwest of Phoenix. At George Zimmerman's murder trial in Florida, an FBI audio expert took the stand today, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Determining the voice heard screaming in the background of a 911 call could help the jury decide whether Trayvon Martin or George Zimmerman was the aggressor. FBI voice recognition expert Hirotaka Nakasone testified that while science is good, a parent is better.
Okay. Best approach would be familiar voice recognition by the individual who have heard him in his whole life.
It sets up potential testimony by Trayvon Martin's mother or father, who believe their son was screaming for help. Zimmerman's parents say the opposite. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Sanford, Florida.
When it comes to international eavesdropping, President Obama says everybody does it. The president is trying to placate allies upset over reports that NSA bugged European Union offices in Washington, New York, and Brussels. Some college students taking out new government loans for the fall term will see interest rates double as of today to 6.8%. So Congress could still restore lower rates when it returns after the July 4th holiday. This is ABC News.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard sport gun battle.
And it's here,
in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here. Now that you've actually gotten here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes, stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
How the mighty have fallen this year at Wimbledon. Serena Williams out in the fourth round. ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Serena was the odds-on favorite to repeat as champ this year. But Sabine Lisicki in the fourth round produced the upset of her life, taking the match 6-2, 1-6-6-4. For Serena,
any loss is extremely tough to overcome. I don't think it's a huge shock. She's a great player.
The third set was a seesaw battle, but the plucky German refused to buckle. The loss ended Williams' career best 34-match winning streak. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
In China, if you don't visit mom and dad, you could be sued. A law went into effect today requiring Chinese citizens to visit or keep in touch with their elderly parents or risk facing a lawsuit. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit drive1ohio.com.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sanger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
How do you protect your valuable data from digital disasters? Every day, laptops get lost, viruses scramble hard drives, and smartphones get broken or stolen. With so much of our lives stored on computers, it could strike at any time. That's why you need iDrive.com. iDrive safeguards your most precious memories and important documents from digital disaster. With iDrive, your files are safely and securely stored online and off-site, so you can recover them anywhere, anytime. And with iDrive, your data is stored with military-grade encryption, so only you have access to your files. Trusted by more than 2 million users, iDrive protects an unlimited number of PCs, Macs, even smartphones, with a single account, all for less than $5 per month. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your digital life today with iDrive. Create a free 5-gigabyte account or use the offer code PROTECT to save 20% on paid plans. That's iDrive.com, offer code PROTECT.
For a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I don't know what they're talking about. I have my headsets on, and I am keeping out of that conversation. Whatever it is, I don't want to know. You know, I've learned there's some things you just want to tend to your own business. You don't need to know everything. I don't know what they're talking about in this room. Absolutely, because I'm way younger than y'all. And again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I want to hear from you today. Really do. Bonnie's on. That's South Carolina. South Carolina's on the line with us, and I think he's got us muted because he's out working doing something. And Jeff and Sticks and Ben, they're here. Hopefully Ben is going to behave somewhat. I know no promises because Ben has issues. I found Ben walking on the side of the street, and he said he needed a job. So I thought I'd bring him in here and help him out. And so as long as he brings me food on Mondays, he's kind of cool.
And he's been here for years, not really.
realizing that he's not getting paid for that job. He just works it.
But he's got a title. He's got a title that's 6 feet long.
Hey.
I mean, he's the executive producing vice president of.
Hey, there's a bathroom here. That's all that matters when you're homeless.
That's true.
Hot running water.
Yes.
And a warm couch.
Hold, yes.
No. Don't. You haven't been in the bathroom, Six.
Yes, I have. The water, there is hot running water there.
Mm-hmm. Not in all the buildings.
When they built that snack room, I was happy. I got cold and hot water in there, too.
Well,
so.
That deep sink's big enough you can crawl in there and take a shower.
Yes, it is.
Crazy.
What's
you know,
that
that's
evil
that's
group?
The
what are they
difference?
Called again? A group of evil people?
A cabal.
Cabal? I'm sure my wife's part of that.
Hold on. I thought the cabal was...
Ex-wife.
I thought the cabal was Madonna's religion.
Kabbalah.
Yes. Okay. Mm? A cabal and a kabbalah.
The kabbalah is a different... That's right. That is a...
Kabbalah
a,
is
a sect of
book,
Judaism, right?
Is Jewish mysticism book.
Yes.
Lilith.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Lilith or
it
Lilith,
says,
that was Adam's first
Kabbalah.
Wife?
No, I said it's a cabal, but the book of Jewish mysticism is called the Kabbalah.
That's what I said,
and
a Kabbalah.
And they take in Zodiac, all that stuff. They do, you know, many, many different things.
So it's a cabal, and then there's a Kabbalah, and then there is a what?
And the cabal is also the capital of.
In the
cabal is a group of people united in some close design together, usually to promote their private views or interests in a church, state, or other community.
That's what I said, a cabal.
I like mine better.
It's cabal.
I like mine better. It says a secret political clique or faction.
Right.
Same cabal.
So what is
specifically
say
they're
yeah.
evil, though.
So what,
and then you got,
huh?
And then you've got what President Obama's got up there, and that's kibbles and bitch.
Gibbles and bits and a lot of pink slips.
Ain't no pink slips?
Yep.
Wait a minute. These people are going through, healthcare was going to take $1 billion to implement. You know what it's up to now.
Wait a minute, Jeff. What healthcare?
The healthcare in America.
What healthcare in America?
The Unaffordable Care Act.
The Unaffordable, they tried to get the NFL.
Did you hear what they said on Friday about the Affordable Health Care Act?
Uh-oh.
About women?
No,
the premiums on women are going to go up like 70%?
Absolutely.
70%.
California's going up 68%, okay? Ohio's going up about 60 or 72%.
Yeah.
So can y'all explain
no,
to me
no.
something?
Tracy, California, Jeff said 67. No, 142% is the new projection.
Hold on.
Wow.
Listen,
so your
that deserves what they
double.
Get, though. I mean, California, if y'all are listening, you deserve what you get in this. I don't deserve it.
Any state that Nancy
do.
Pelosi comes from deserves it.
Listen, guys, can you please explain to me?
Before
I need
you
to,
read it.
I need to know the actual definition of affordable.
It's affordable to the elitist, because that's the only one that's going to have it. Mm. Not enough doctors. Clean that all under the back.
I just need to know, because affordable health care means it is something that's going to be comparable that I can afford. How can you have affordable health care when we can't afford the health care that you're talking about? I don't understand.
60% higher than anything that they can buy now is what this is going to cost.
But in the grand scheme of things, who are the winners? In the grand scheme of things, who are the ones that are going to win in this whole situation?
Okay,
the extremely poor and the extremely rich.
And the insurance companies.
Yep.
Let me say this to you. Does anybody remember when I first said, when they started talking about health care when they first came out? Y'all, what did I say? I said they don't need to mess with the health care. What did I say? Go after the insurance companies.
The thing is, Tracy, what they did, and it's just, this is the government's fault. You can blame insurance companies all you want, but the government has dictated what has to be to be in an insurance policy.
No, they did. No, they didn't.
What does a 60-year-old man need to pay for a baby? What?
The government did not do it.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They did it with regulation.
No, they didn't.
Then why can't I go to California?
The government.
All right. You got me. We allowed it to happen.
The government did not do it.
Yes, we allowed it to happen.
We didn't allow it to happen because we're too dumb and too ignorant and too sleep to realize that we are the government and we got people in
there. No, he was just sleeping in the lukewarm water.
What lukewarm water? That sucker's boiling.
The lukewarm water that they've been doing for the last 50 years to get the health care to where it was.
See, we keep on blaming
the government.
We are the government.
Right.
That's the problem. We don't even realize we are the government.
Right. I mean, I remember.
It's like taking a bullet, putting a gun up to your head, and playing Russian roulette.
30 years ago, my father-in-law had a small company. He paid for his own health insurance for his family. And I remember him complaining then. He says, I got a teenage daughter. And I got a wife that's had a hysterectomy. Why are they forcing me to pay for maternity care in my health insurance policy?
The same reason why you've got to pay until your child is 30, 26 years old.
See, I don't agree with that either unless they're in college.
You're missing my point.
See, and that's what really burns me up about this, because I don't know of a single health insurance company that didn't cover them to 25 or 26 as long as they were in school.
They should have made it to where it's affordable and accessible to it. You know, they didn't.
But you can't demand an insurance company pay for all this
but
stuff.
You're missing the point. Yes, you can. Just like you do car insurance.
No, you didn't hear what he just said.
And keep the price down.
Right.
But you make it accessible to you.
What would your car insurance cost if the federal government mandated or the people mandated that your car insurance covers your tires?
Did you miss
the
point?
And it covers. Yes, I did miss the point.
You missed my point.
Because,
I said
because
we should have reformed the insurance companies.
But
because,
you needed to reform insurance law.
No,
not the insurance companies.
No, you needed to reform the insurance companies. They should have made it to where it's affordable.
You should have regulated the
insurance companies.
A simple fix would be simply just to make all insurance companies nonprofits.
Well,
the real simple fix
would have been. You can walk into any insurance company, any insurance agent, and buy whatever coverages you want.
No! You have to understand, the insurance companies gouge people. And why in the world, why in the world, as you said, why can't I pick the insurance that I need?
Because it's not the insurance company's fault. It's the regulations that they live under that is doing it.
But what I'm saying to you is they didn't go after the insurance companies. They went after health care.
They don't have to go after the insurance companies. They got to go after the insurance regulation.
No, they have to go.
Because they are already telling the insurance company what they have to do. They did before this.
Right now, the insurance companies are there to make money, period. Anytime. Let me finish what I'm saying. Anytime that I go into... get an MRI, and it costs $700 if I'm uninsured, $500 if you're on Medicare, and $3,600 if I got insurance.
It's only $75 in the Dominican Republic because they have no health care down there, health insurance either.
Do you understand?
I don't understand why you're mad at the insurance companies when it's the regulations that they're required to live under that's driving the price.
No, that's not what's driving the price.
It is.
No, it's not.
But in Tracy's defense, who do you think is lobbying for those regulations?
The insurance company.
They're the ones that wrote the Obama I Don't Care law.
That's what I'm saying. So you're looking at this, and you're talking about regulation. The insurance companies are the only one in this picture that make money.
Oh, but who else is helping to drive the regulation? People that want the free health care.
No.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
But here's what you got. About 20 years ago, the United States government discovered that a company was charging them $3,800 for a hammock. Why were they charging them $3,800 for a hammock? Because the government was stupid enough to pay the price. Okay? When you've got this whole thing cloaked in secrecy, because not everybody knows that if you go out and you pay for certain medications, you know, it's going to cost you $7,800 or $6,000 for one treatment of a certain medication. Why is it going up? Because the market has driven it up. It's a combination of the healthcare, the insurance companies, and the non-regulation of it. So both of you guys' arguments here are correct.
But what I'm saying is the insurance companies, if you look at the history, if you look at what drives America, it's the insurance companies in every part. When the problem that we had with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it all had to do with insurance. If you look at African Americans in America, when you talk about reparations, what does it have to do with it? It's all about insurance companies. If you look at health care, it's all about insurance companies. If tort reform, it's all about insurance companies. Malpractice, it's all about insurance companies. Everything that we do is about insurance companies, and you never hear anyone in the legislative body go after insurance companies. The question is why.
I know one thing. I wish I would have bought bad president insurance. I'd be rich right now.
They don't have that. That's not on the market. No. So you understand. So what I'm saying is you're saying, well, we shouldn't have. Right now, you don't have. I mean,
Tracy, who writes the regulation for the insurance company?
The insurance company.
Through their lobbyists.
So why do we allow that to happen?
Because
we're ignorant, and because you think, and what I'm saying is because people think it's, you know, we don't need to go after the insurance companies. The insurance companies are the big gray mother of all.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You're like Sal said, you're both correct. But the thing is the insurance companies could be done away with right now. I mean, and it would probably be a good thing. But the thing is. What are you going to do? What are you going to replace it with? And you only have the option, Inspector, of single-payer government insurance.
Jeff, you're forgetting the white elephant in the room, though.
What's that?
90% of the pension plans in this country,
okay,
are invested in insurance companies.
Wow.
Because insurance companies are the blue chippest of the blue chip safe.
Right. But here's the thing that you don't have here. They did not allow you to choose to buy. If they just made it mandatory to buy first, and they were going to do that, then you'd have all the people that were not having to come onto the system. You'd spend less money paying for the poor's insurance with a little bit of limited service than you would screwing everybody's stuff up like they just did.
Except for the life insurance companies. I'm trying to think in my head, how many for-profit insurance companies are there?
Oh, there are tons.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Anything with the word mutual after it is a not-for-profit.
Okay, so let's go to New York Life.
I said excluding the life insurance companies.
You have Grange Insurance.
You've got
Progressive Insurance.
Grange is a mutual.
Hold on. Are we talking about life insurance or?
No. Health. Auto.
Have you heard of Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Nonprofit.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Nonprofit.
No. Six. You have understand. Just like with your health, your hospitals, they have a profitable arm and a non-profitable arm to it. Why do you think they build heliports and then tear the heliport down next week? You have companies. These companies are multifaceted. You have profitable parts of their arm, foundation parts of their arm, and nonprofit parts of their arm. It all depends on what part you're doing business with them. They have, and you have to understand how complex. It's not that cut and dry. They don't have a nonprofit in there.
Tracy,
hold on. Let's look at Humility of Mary Health Partners.
Mm-hmm.
Are they profitable or nonprofitable?
Just because you're a nonprofit doesn't mean you're not allowed to make money.
That's not what I said. Are they profitable?
They're a nonprofit.
No, not all of them are nonprofit. They have a profitable arm also. They've got a foundational arm also. It's multifaceted. That's the problem.
There's something I just learned about the other day. What you've got to remember is you can be a nonprofit and make a profit.
That's true, too, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is it's a game, and they have all facets of business inside of their business model. It's not that simple. It's not just a nonprofit arm.
But what I'm saying is you can charge more for your services than what your services cost you to provide and still be a nonprofit.
But what I'm saying is what they've done is they have gouged and blocked anything and all competition out. That's what's wrong with banking in America. They have boxed out everyone, even with big banks.
Absolutely. So the Dodd-Frank law made the top 10 banks are three times the size they were when it crashed the first time in 2008?
Yeah.
Something like that?
So okay. What I'm saying is they have profitable and non-profitable arms inside of all their business models. And so we can't think, well, they're a nonprofit and they can make money. It's a game, and they've manipulated the system so that they always win. And people always lose. That's why when people are sick, even when you have insurance and you need a liver transplant, they tell you, no, we can't give that to you. Well, I have insurance. Sorry, we don't pay for that. Your insurance doesn't cover that part. Well, I'm sorry, you were on, but now you're too sick, you're now uninsurable.
Well, see, here's the thing. They went and screwed everything up, though, Tracy, to answer those questions right there.
The simplest answer would have been to allow you to buy an a la carte through an a la carte package and make it and put incentives in so that the day you graduate high school, you go buy a really inexpensive policy and you keep adding to that policy as you get older.
And that's what I said.
But that's regulation. That's not the insurance company.
But it is the insurance company
the law said you couldn't do it.
Listen, their lobbyists said that you won't do it, and they control your legislature and your administration.
I think we're saying the same thing.
And I'm blaming the insurance company. And,
I'm not blaming the insurance company because their job is to make money. I'm blaming my legislatures because I elect them to take care of me.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
I elect them to do the job that I don't have time to do myself.
No, you don't.
What do you need them for?
You don't.
No. Just burn a state house to the ground then.
Pretty much.
Okay, works for me. Let's go, Ben.
Fire.
Let's load the car up.
It's like,
like
Beavis and Buddy.
Seriously.
Let's go set fire to a cameraman.
I got to take a break in a minute. Do you realize that most people go and vote? And most people participate in a process, and as we said earlier, they're being mobilized and or controlled even in their votes, including you.
I understand that. You're right. I mean, not as much as I used to.
Hold on. So do you realize that you have more people that are part of your legislative body that are doing the same thing, and they think they're voting too?
That's what I said. We need to burn the state house down then. Just forget about it.
Fire.
And so,
If these jerks aren't doing what we want them to do, then we need to replace them.
No, you don't have to replace them.
We need to fire them.
No, and listen, if you replace them, you're only going to replace them with another Beavis and Butthead.
Any TV for their bunghole.
I mean, you realize that, right, Six? You realize, right?
I mean, yeah, we're saying the exact same thing. You're just blaming the insurance companies for wanting to make money.
No, I'm not.
And I'm blaming the legislatures for not looking out for me.
They're not trying to make money.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
What are they trying to do?
Huh?
What are they trying to do?
You just told me the insurance companies are trying to make money.
Now, are they trying to make money or not?
Listen, I'm trying to make money, too. That doesn't make me evil. Insurance companies are not trying to make money. They're trying to make sure that they control all money and all power and all control.
All health care money, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but if you were sitting there, you'd do the same thing.
No.
If you could influence a legislator to shut off Rush, you'd shut him off in a minute.
No,
what the healthcare industry did through its lobbyists in creating the Obama Don't Care Law was brilliant on their part.
Mm-hmm.
All it does is require the public, us, we the people, to purchase insurance. If not, there are penalties. And furthermore, it gives them the power to deny you medical coverage if that coverage is too expensive.
That is
what the health care bill did in a nutshell. And you've got many nutshells down in D.C. that voted for it without reading it.
Including the nutshells that represent us here.
What did you say, South Carolina?
I don't know what the health care even got us into. This is no good. I don't care how you fight it.
And we're going to let the IRS enforce it. It was a really smart thing to do.
Right, because, you know, the IRS...
Well, I'll tell you what, Ms. Tracy, I tell you, you're a political activist, and that's not a good use of your time. So we decided that we're not going to pay for that removal of that tumor that you've got because we don't need your kind of folks around here talking.
Isn't that scary, though?
Isn't that the truth?
I would say this. I'm not even concerned so much about that part. What I'm concerned about is we don't understand that you can't afford the Affordable Health Care Act. And it's going to come into the pockets of people who they're going to mandate and tie their taxes to what they cannot afford. And that is a problem, especially when gas keeps on fluxing up and down, food keeps on going up and down, and people are having a hard enough time, and they're being overworked and underpaid every day.
Yeah, this is the first bill in history that without due process, the government can seize your private property.
That's what I'm, and then, and when I say the insurance, because they are the ones that wrote the law. And so instead of your legislative body going after the insurance companies and make it to where it is fair for all people to have access to health care, what they did was they allowed the insurance companies to write legislation that's going to put you into a socialistic state.
Well, that's what I said earlier.
Look at the smartest thing we all had previously in health care was the health savings account. That was the greatest thing since sliced bread, because you could start saving money when you were 18 years old, and if you didn't get sick, it just built up.
But you don't have. But let me say this. But when you get something like MS, and you got $6,000 worth of prescriptions bills a month, and you start getting bills, and you have wheelchairs, and you have all that, that health care savings account,
it doesn't help you. It doesn't work like that.
No, and if there were no insurance companies,
health care savings accounts are attached to a catastrophic care policy. Every last one of them is.
Right. But the problem is your insurance.
So when the catastrophic care part kicks in, your MS with all that stuff, that's catastrophic care.
But they don't cover it. But what they did was they stopped covering it up to a certain amount. And there are people who have progressive MS. There are people that have progressive diseases. And that those insurance companies that we're talking about, they said, well, you know what? You've extended your $500,000 a year. Sorry, you're no longer covered.
Or you exceed our age requirement limit. You're no longer viable to society. So we deny you the coverage.
That's George Bernard Shaw. I've got it here in front of me.
Okay.
So, back in the
early part of the 1900s. I mean, that's where this all started, and that's where it's headed.
And so the problem is, even right now, people were paying into insurance. They were paying into catastrophic insurance agent companies. They were getting everything. They had everything in line. And when the deal went down, they were looking for the health insurance that they had paid for, that they thought they had, and they didn't have it.
I think that catastrophic thing, all that means is that you have to die in order for that to be catastrophic.
Pretty much.
I've known people that haven't had a bit of problem with it.
It depends.
I would like to meet. I've never met a person.
I have.
I would like to talk to that person and have them explain to me. Because they've needed
heart transplants, and I'm sorry, that's not covered under that part of the deal. You didn't buy that part.
If you're a diabetic and you're over 50.
But would Cleveland Clinic ever deny somebody a heart transplant?
Yes. At one time, yes. Yes.
And you know what?
Yes.
By law, they're not. In the future, if they accept somebody without insurance, they're in trouble.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, they will be denying people that need heart transplants because they don't have coverage because they can't afford it now.
And six years, I've got to save up. What happens if I am that single mother who's only making the minimum wage and I don't have the money for health care savings account? I don't have access. So listen,
you can't make a program for everybody. That person's already covered under Medicaid.
No, they're not.
Minimum wage?
No,
with a child?
No. The child is covered. The parents not covered.
When this bill comes into effect, The Hippocratic Oath is going to become the Hippocratic Oath.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Yes.
I mean, you have to realize the child is covered. The mother is not covered. She can't go to the doctor. She has to go to an emergency room and they can't refuse her. But there's another side to that coin, too,
because my wife works with people that because the emergency room visits are covered 100% and you got to pay a $20 copay for a doctor visit, they'll go to the emergency room instead of go to the doctor.
Listen to what I'm – and we understand that, but what I'm saying is we're not talking about people that use the system.
All those laws are changing.
But what I'm saying is all those laws, they're changing, but if I don't have insurance, I can't go to the doctor.
Yes, you can. My doctor takes cash.
No, well, if you have the cash.
$35?
Mine's $150 because I don't have insurance. It's $35 if I'm on Medicaid. That's just for him to shake my hand and give me a prescription because I got a cold.
And, you know, right now, a doctor cannot give you a prescription without seeing you in his office. That's a law that they enacted a few years ago.
When did they change that?
Yes.
You understand?
Can't call in a prescription.
No.
Exactly. So,
you sure?
Yes.
You can call it in. It depends on what it is.
Yeah, well,
they have to call it in for you,
but they have to see you.
No, they don't. My wife just called a doc the other day.
It was a non-controlled substance.
I got this, and it wasn't for Adderall.
It wasn't for anything worthwhile.
Oh, no, of course.
But it was for an antibiotic.
I need for my nerves,
my skin, you know, sensitivity. I have to take a drug that's a controlled substance drug. and I have to see my doctor in order to get the prescription. He has to call it in. I can't do it over the phone.
Wait a minute. My surgeon. My surgeon, I call him up and say I'm out of my pain pills. He calls him in.
Maybe he does it for you, but they don't do it for most.
Right.
It's right on their answering machine.
Those laws are changing.
It's no longer like that.
Yes.
It's no longer like that.
Read under Obamacare.
It's changed in the last couple of months.
There is a charge.
Maybe next year.
There is a charge based on who's paying who. There's a negotiated rate for Medicaid and Medicare, and then there is a non-insurance payer, and then there's one for insurances. And it is never the same. So me without insurance can pay more than those with.
Well, you've got an awful lot of doctors since they introduced this that are going to go to concierge service.
They're going to take all cash.
843,
not South Carolina. Your mic is on.
Hey, good afternoon, Tracy. Yeah. This is Blind Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. The problem with this whole health care thing is just another one of those things that somehow along the way we linked it to our employment, and then it became a union benefit to fight for, like a right to work. And it's just like and this whole mess in this country, including all the Supreme Court rulings this week and everything, you can blame your parents and you can blame your grandparents for it because they started the slippery slope 100 years ago when they wanted exemptions under the tax code because they were married. And then they wanted exemptions because they had children. And then they wanted exempt. Then the unions fought for something more than wages, and they couldn't come up with anything creative, so then they wanted health care tied to their work. That's as dumb as having your car insurance tied to your employment. And it started this whole slippery slope. And the gay folks picked up on this going, hold it. We are being discriminated against because we can't legally get married. Therefore, we can't ever qualify for any of these benefits when the fight really should have been all the single folks going, hold it, why did the married people get treated better than us? This fight should have happened a long time ago.
Well, have you ever realized without World War II we would have never had employer-paid health care? Prior to World War II, there was zero employer-paid health care, and the Kaiser family did it because there was a freeze on wage increases.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a way to increase wages without giving wage increases so they could attract more and better workers in their shipyards.
Sure.
That's why the Kaiser Foundation is one of the largest insurance companies in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there had to be a reason for it. But again, it's just that every time, and I got to laugh when I hear all the people getting all upset about all the free stuff people get today with food stamps and Obama phones and all that. Every one of us at one point in our life has had our hand out for something because we felt entitled, every one of us. And it just started this whole, and this is where we ended up. This is where we were heading. We have arrived, and we just don't like where we've ended up. That's what all the complaining's about now. But this was started a long time ago.
Right.
And we don't want to go back.
And we, well,
it's kind of hard. Do you realize that, you know, Social Security, we are, people will not vote against it because they receive it?
I agree.
I'd vote against it because my age group is going to be called social insecurity.
But that's not the point.
No, they're going to means test.
I'm talking about
Social Security means tested within the next 10-15 years.
But I'm saying you have to realize the people that are on Social Security. That's why last election you heard that Mitt Romney was going to take your Social Security and scared all those old people.
But you know what, Tracy? My relatives that have saved and are well off said, go ahead.
Do you realize you
now,
are...
Let me explain this. The ones that I... My relatives that have saved and are relatively affluent in their old age said take it, and the ones that didn't save are just scared to death.
Let me say this, but you are in the 1%. Majority of Americans cannot retire without their Social Security?
The majority of Americans can't retire, period. The average American in this country retires on $1,000 a month.
Do you realize that...
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a problem.
It's a problem because they believed a lie.
Especially in Greece.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about just here in America.
Oh, just, no, you
just
ain't seen
America,
nothing yet.
Just in here in America. They don't give you the opportunity to save anymore.
No, well, who wants to save
yes,
when they're
they
taking
do.
Their...
No,
their,
they don't.
Look what they did in Crete. You save for what? So the government can come and
yeah,
take the
your
money
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, you don't...
In Greece, too.
Right.
If,
so,
if you went...
You don't think that can happen here?
Yeah.
It's
the government,
here.
The
right.
government went to those people in Greece, and they said, buy our bonds. Save in our bonds, they'll be safe. They gave them, what, a 50% haircut?
Yeah.
So if you were holding in your portfolio...
$1,000 bond.
$1,000 bond in Greek money, it was worth $500.
500 drachmas.
So do you understand that that's not right?
Yeah, I understand it's not right.
And do you
it's
understand that, you know, you... Do you, I mean, yeah, it's already... It's here.
It's happening.
Well, you know
it's
how
here.
They're doing
it's
it here
now.
They're
it's already
it
happened.
By printing more money. That's how
we
they're doing it here.
We
right.
paid in. We paid in to Social Security all our lives. Our parents did and grandparents did. They paid in. And along the way, when it came time to take out, it became taxable as income, so they had to pay on it again. This is money they already earned, paid taxes on, and contributed to Social Security. It got deducted from their pay. And then when they retired, they said, well, gee, what should I go do? Let me go fishing today. Oh, you got to buy a fishing license. That's just another tax. You know, I need a driver's license. That's another tax. Anytime the government takes money from you, I don't care what name they call it. They can call it a fee. They can call it a processing fee. They can call it a, you know, a license. It's a tax.
Well, I had this discussion with an elderly family member, and I couldn't make them understand. They said, well, I never had any money to save. I said, they took 15% of everything you earned your entire life.
Yeah.
But do you understand?
And so you're telling me, and I sat down there and I showed them, it's 6% return, what 15% of everything that they had earned their entire life would have been worth sitting in a bank account.
But it,
and I still couldn't make them understand how they got their eyeballs screwed out with Social Security.
My mother passed in 1997. At the time, I was working in financial services. I saw where when she came to this country in 1946, so she retired in the mid-80s, she had put in $142,000 or $146,000 into Social Security from her working. When she retired, she only collected for 10 years, and then she died. The best year she got out of those 10 years was $7,500 out of the system. That was the most she got. Now, I was fortunate enough that I was in the position that I could help her and make up the slack. But I ran. But then they started this argument in this country about, oh, the Republicans are evil because they want to privatize your pension fund so that, you know, look at and you know, and all that nonsense about how, you know, if it's tied to the stock market, you'll get wiped out. I ran her $142,000 from 1946 to 1984 when she retired. I ran it through the stock market. And if you think about 1946 to 1984, we had up economies, we had down economies, we had Republican presidents, we had Democrat presidents, we had war, we had peace, we had everything. The market was all over the place. On the day my mother retired, she would have had over $600,000 in her private account. Following the stock market again, just with medium quality mutual funds, she could have drew $30,000 a year out for those 10 years. And on the day she died, she could have left my brother and me $800,000 to inherit so that we get a kick toward our retirement. Those are
Thank
real
you.
Numbers, and nobody can argue
but,
those numbers.
But this is the issue. They didn't allow it to happen, and
yeah.
here we are in 2013,
yeah.
and you have people who are coming out of college
yeah.
and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt
yeah.
just to get an education.
Yeah,
Now, just because you've got a great kid and she gets to go and on a scholarship, you got to be blessed for that. But the majority of the students aren't walking out with a 100% load that they didn't have to pay. And I don't
right.
care how much they study.
No, and most of what they got degrees in, nobody will pay them for that.
That's,
because
that's,
it's really
I'd
hard.
Say that,
to, I don't care if you have a PhD in medieval poetry. Nobody's hiring
right.
you today for that.
I'd say the bigger problem
that's
is
not, true. Not,
that's
not
is
true.
Bad degrees, kids
it's
getting
not
bad
true.
Degrees.
I know young men and young women who have degrees in political science. They have the,
that's a worthless degree.
That's a,
no,
that,
no, no,
that's
no,
as worthless
not.
Engineering.
Social.
Engineering.
Six. You gotta listen. You gotta have a multifaceted plethora of academia
but you
out there.
Also got to look at what pays money.
No, it's got to be.
There's
I,
no use to go to college for
can,
something that don't make
I
money.
Cannot go
political
to school.
Science makes lots of money.
Hold on.
Whole
I cannot go
money.
To school for engineering, Sticks. If I go to school for engineering, guess what?
You'll be
I'm
going to
be sitting on the side of the road
so,
with debt with a can.
So maybe
that's almost like
in
going
your
to school
case,
for broadcasting.
Maybe in your case, you'd have been better off to just go into work.
Why do I have to go to work because I can't do math?
go into a two-year career.
Because it might be more profitable,
you know,
in the long run.
You can always go into government and be a crook.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's
true.
You can't pigeonhole people like that.
Wait a minute. Why is it my responsibility? Wait a minute. Now, why is it my responsibility?
It's not.
If somebody goes to college for political science and gets a degree and they owe $300,000 because they went to Harvard and then they can't get a job.
We're not talking about Harvard. We're talking about people who go down to Ohio State University with a $100,000 debt.
But why would you go to Ohio State University when you can get the same degree at Youngstown for half?
Maybe you can, maybe you can't.
No.
But a lot of
no doubt about it.
That's
accumulated,
I mean, that's the biggest
number.
Thing. People,
hold on,
do you know how many young people
hold on,
I have
hold on,
heard?
Hold on. Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
Your daughter goes to Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
We got Damon School of Music right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Anderson be so much better?
Well, Anderson is so much better.
Why?
First of all, because of their curriculum. Number one, it's a much better school. And number two, the connections are there. And number three, she gets some. She gets
doesn't
some,
matter. Doesn't
you
matter.
Help to go
no,
there.
Doesn't matter.
So,
but the question is, why isn't a better school? Because he's trying to say you can get the same thing at Youngstown State, and I'm saying
no.
No,
you can get a degree.
You can get a degree, but
same
you will
degree,
not
but
get
you
the
will
same,
not get the same.
You will not get the same paycheck at the end of the day.
No, nor will you get the same connections that you're there for. You just won't.
But you're telling me they're graduating with $300,000 debt and they can't find a job.
I didn't say $300,000. I said $100,000.
Okay, $100,000.
The average in the United States is just over $25,000, by the way, and they have proven in studies that unless you're going into politics, what school you go to, it really, as far as connections go, really doesn't matter that much. And overall lifetime earnings, maybe a 15% kick in earnings. But the real bottom line here is the whole system of student loans is corrupt, because I know
mm-hmm.
students who have those $100,000 loans, and when I nail them to the wall, because I used to do consumer protection work, you'll find 45 or 50,000 of that had nothing to do with the education. Just they,
right.
when they went in, they said, "Here, take all the money you need."
Right.
Because see, there's no credit qualification for it.
Right.
And they bought cars, and they went on vacations,
right.
and they bought high-end computers,
yep.
And beer money, and party money,
yep.
and clothes, and all kinds
but
of stuff that had nothing to do with their education.
But listen, hold on. But I know students
yes.
who did the right thing.
I'm sure
and
you do.
And they've come out, and they didn't come out with fluff like degrees in merchandising.
Yeah.
They may not be engineers,
yeah.
but they've got degrees in areas that you should be able to go and get a job.
You
even
should be
with
able
a teacher.
To.
But you
yeah,
can't
but,
get a teaching. You can't pay your student loan for a teaching degree.
Yeah.
When you're only making $30,000 a year for the first
okay.
7 years, you
got to
be honest about that.
Yes, and I also.
I mean, seriously,
this is like a truth in lending thing. You know, no bank is going to lend you $1 million. May I first preface this? I was raised in an inner-city housing project, so when I talk about the ghetto, I talk affectionately about the ghetto. It's where I was raised, okay? No banker in his right mind is going to loan you $1 million to finance a house that you're buying in the wrong side of town, okay? But that's what happens with a lot of these degrees. They should give you truth. In when you're sitting down with your college counselor and let you know the statistical probability of your hope to find the employment and what that degree should cost you. And then as a wise consumer, then you choose, geez, maybe I love political science. Maybe I'll do it later in graduate school or something. But right now I need something that maybe I can go out and teach with and make a living.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Yes,
we
I
have people
said.
Who are coming out with teaching degrees.
Yes.
And the average teacher makes only $30,000 for the first 5 years of their
yes.
of their tenure.
Yes. Yes.
You cannot afford to pay for your college as well as move ahead if you don't have personal assistance from your family. Because I know teachers who are working second jobs.
Yes. Yes.
Because they have
yes.
to pay their college degrees
right.
and they're being waitresses at night.
But there's also federally funded programs where if you come out as a teacher and you teach for so many years, your debt is forgiven.
Yeah.
There's those programs out there.
There's an awful lot of people that don't look into things. For example, if you
exactly.
want to be – if you're a high school student, you want to be a teacher, go to West Virginia University. If you promise to stay in West Virginia for 5 years, you go for free.
Six.
There's places where
six,
if you go
–
you can go to nursing school.
Six. No, it is and it isn't. You have to be selected for the program. You've got to get interviewed. You've got to get through. And what I'm saying is everyone does not have the opportunity to go to West Virginia University for free. You've got to pay your way in, and then it's forgiven. But there are many cases. It's not that
easy to go out there and say, I can just go to school, go for free, and get my student loans forgiven.
Nobody gets their student loans forgiven. I mean, I agree with the caller. This is the most insane thing. You give somebody, you've got an 18-year-old person there. You take them in a room with a salesman, and that's all college counselors are, is salesmen.
Yep.
And they talk them into this stuff, and no banker in their right mind would give an 18-year-old kid that can't even muster a car payment $100,000 loan.
Can I ask you this? Have you gone to a bank yet lately?
Yeah.
Have they asked you, would you like another credit card? Did you want to sit down and mortgage your house? Have you guys had that conversation at your bank lately from your teller?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of sad when all you want to do is cash your little bitty, itty-bitty check? You've got a salesman on the other side, and they have to ask you all that information so that they can get a paycheck. You go inside of a department store, and all the first thing they say is, do you want to open up a credit card?
Yes.
You're talking about, you know, counselors, that's their job now. Their job
yep.
is not to depend on the education of the student. Their job is to sell you more stuff so they can make more money.
Was their job anything?
What'd you say?
When you get, they put your name on a list, and when you get out of school, they give you a couple of years, and then they know you're falling behind, they know you can't pay, and the phone call you get is from some agency, a private agency that sounds like it's the government, federal something, state this or that, they have in their name, student something, loan something in their name, and all they are is a private lender, and they consolidate all your little payments into one. And they triple the interest rate to do it. They cut the monthly payment. It's no different than all consumer issues. All people want to know is not what it cost me, but what's the monthly payment? Can I afford it?
Right.
And then they end up paying 25 years for something they could have paid off in 9. I've got
right.
young folks that work for me, and right now I will not allow them to consolidate those loans and get that lower payment, because when we ran the numbers out, their $40,000 in student loans would have ended up costing them $110,000 over 25 years, where if they paid
right,
what they got
right.
now, they'll be out of the door for $46,000 or something in 9 years.
And remember, I'm a college degree. I didn't go to school for economics and finance. All I wanted to do was be that engineer.
But we're talking home economics here, and it should have been taught. It should have been taught in high school.
But we're not
doing our children a service.
We don't want.
I know. I agree with you on this point. We want our children economically stupid,
so that I can control you.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Mike,
we agree
you have
on
to
this,
understand
Tracy. It's about
as
control.
We go forward. The problem that we have right here in America. And what the problem we have with our students, we're trying to make them into something that they can't conform to anymore, because we've changed the paradigm of conformity for success. And we need to be honest about that.
Now you lost me.
America has changed the pattern for success. It's not about hard work and education.
No, it's about how you can learn how to manipulate the system now.
And political connection.
It ain't even political. It's just
yeah.
it's monopolizing and navigating and lying your way through.
Well,
yeah.
Not really. It's political connection, because you have the connection to get in position, and then you lie your way through. See, that's
no, it's
what
about
it is.
Making sure you breed the whole herd, none with horns, so that the overseers are safe, so that they don't even need barbed wire after a while, and they could just herd the sheeple around.
That's right.
Because
that's why
these kids
that's why
today
they
have no drive. Pardon?
That's why they tie elephants to a post for about a year.
Yep.
Yep.
They'll never go away. All you got to do is add a rope around them.
Yep. You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's no longer the dumbing down of America. It's we're already dumbed down.
Well,
it's keeping us down.
And
now.
That's what I'm saying. I know I'm taking the other side, but you have to understand, there are people that I know that I wish that I could say, you know, all they had to do was this, but they've worked very, very hard. And
yeah.
every time they start to climb the mountain, somebody puts oil on it.
Yeah.
Well
there's other social factors, though, Tracy. It's like some of these kids are living a Peter Pan life, too, and they're 28, 30 years old, still living at home, and all they do is give their parent the excuse that life is too hard and it's too tough and I can't find
a
job.
Well, that's something different.
And my generation was, go take any job you had. When I came out of college, I had no debt because I worked a third-shift job at a printing plant.
My dad said, you're 18, it's time to get out of my house.
But again, you could see that
yeah.
dad.
Yeah, and I was on my own at 19 years old, and living on my own and
but
paying my own
dad.
Bill.
You had dad.
It's,
you had parents.
What we have to look at and we have to understand is this is a 100-year culmination of what the early 20th century progressives started out.
Right.
The big industrialists, the Fords, the Carnegies, and the Rockefellers, they wanted an educated populace
that was so ignorant about money they could keep them in debt and showing up for work every day. And they have played it to the hilt.
The problem is their kids are not showing up at work. And right now at McDonald's, you are competing for the McDonald's job with the senior citizen, the college graduate, and the kid trying to get a summer job so he can pay for his incidentals.
And coming to a McDonald's near you.
And I, as an employer, I'm going to hire the senior citizen because they show up on time. They have a better attitude about work. They don't give me any grief. I don't have to worry about them being in the men's room getting high while they're on my property as the employer, and I don't have to worry about putting up lip with them, and they know how to properly do math at the cash register and to properly greet a customer. The kids today don't have any of those basic skills that would even make them employable, even for minimum wage jobs, when you compare them to some of the old seniors who already were raised a whole generation of how to conduct yourself in the workplace.
And they don't got a ring in their nose either.
Well,
I was
going
to say that, but I didn't want to go there because that gets into personal issues, and then it's my right to wear a Hartford door screw
there,
in my
man.
Head.
But it's the truth. Because if you got tats all up and down you, I am not hiring you. But I'm going to tell you, Sonny, well, just tell me what it's in the application.
There you go.
Tattooed-up young man to lay block. But I'm not going to hire him. I'm not going to hire him to be a teller in a bank.
But guess what? They just sued a company that I know for the same thing because they wouldn't let them work at the front desk.
Mm-mm. You ain't doing it.
Let me sit that jury.
Yeah, you no. Let me get that case.
Can't get the case. They settled it because it was costing too much. You got to understand. They're going after people because they don't want you with dreads.
You know what's going to happen?
They don't want you with
dreads. Is a different
but you know
thing.
What's going? You know what's really sad about that?
What?
Those people are going to become completely unemployable.
No, they're not.
Because if I can't hire you to work behind the counter, I'm not going to hire you, period.
No. They're not going to hire you, period. It's not.
It's going to be like the local company that says, oh, no, we can't let those black people be on the front counter. No, you can't be there.
No, just don't.
And that's what I'm saying. So they just won't hire them then, period.
Right.
They'll figure out a reason, and they just won't hire them, period.
No.
So now you got somebody that filed a lawsuit and is going to make it bad for an entire class of people to get hired.
That's what they did. I mean, but you got to understand, it is what it is. It had nothing. And actually, the people that didn't want black people working with the same counter, they have a standard. And the standard wasn't black or white. It was just a look that they like to have when you first walk into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about they want a clean-cut, button-down shirt look. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. See, I got
exactly
scared
what I wanted
of this because I was raised up north in Connecticut. And when I walked into stores as a kid back in the 50s, I could see a black sales lady as well as I could see a white sales lady. So, you know, that whole issue is just foreign to me that somebody would actually shape the color of their storefront, you know?
I believe it. Now, they don't want the color. They just want, you know, they just want a clean-cut look with a good diction.
That's another thing, too, today. The kids today have no communication skills. They mumble when they talk. They can't put two thoughts together. And if you give them a set of instructions, they have no critical thinking skills, because if you give them a set of instructions that involve three steps, go to the back room, left-hand side, top shelf, there's a blue box. They come back a half an hour later going, what room?
Hey, listen, I'm at the end of my day. I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone. Tomorrow, Jeff will be here, and I'll stop him in tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Sticks. Thank you, Jeff. We'll see you guys then. God bless and have a good day.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
You've heard it all before. Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly a good deal of care.
Heartbreak in an Arizona community that's still trying to keep a killer wildfire at bay. The lightning sparked blaze that overcame and killed 19 elite firefighters yesterday has grown to about 13 square miles. Roy Hall, fire incident commander in Prescott, Arizona.
We held a moment of silence for our comrades and their families this morning. Our hearts go out to their families. We wish circumstances were better.
The blaze has destroyed dozens of homes in the town of Yarnell. Jurors in George Zimmerman's murder trial today listened to an interview he gave to police immediately after shooting Trayvon Martin. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
He goes, no, now you have a problem, and he punched me in the nose.
George Zimmerman gave this interview to Sanford Police Investigator Doris Singleton.
After you shot him, he said, you got me?
Yeah.
The account is descriptive and steady. Prosecutors tried to highlight inconsistencies and errors.
He uses the word suspect to refer to Trayvon Martin. Have you uttered those words or have you informed him in any way that's the word he's supposed to use to refer to Trayvon Martin?
No.
Prosecutor Bernie DeLaRionda says Zimmerman profiled Martin as someone about to commit a crime. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Sanford, Florida.
San Francisco Bay Area transit workers are out on strike. That made this morning's commute in the Bay Area a little longer and a little more expensive for some. ABC's Jenna Lane in San Francisco.
The big questions are how to get home and what happens tomorrow. What if the transit bus workers also go on strike? They are in contract talks, too. Now, BART usually carries about 200,000 people into San Francisco each workday.
Three lawsuits brought by men who said former Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash sexually abused them when they were underage were tossed out by a federal judge who said the men waited too long to sue. This is ABC News.
And now here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See